either the run's going to score and it's going to be 5-2, or the inning is going to be over. We will see. But how, regardless, a great throw from Gregory out in right field. Now they are going to go out and talk to the base umpire to see if he did see a tag after the appeal. Let's see here. And they're going to call him safe. So an RBI for Plummer. Derek Kuhn advanced to third. It's 5-2. And the 45s have now scored in three consecutive innings here to start tonight's game. Max Modest comes to the plate. He walked in the last inning and scored on that home run. First and third, two down. It's 5-2 here in the third. His first pitch is up high, 1-0. Plummer has a big lead over at first. Here is the 1-0. Outside, 2-0. Brunner up over 50 pitches now. Nobody in the bullpen for the Mudcats. 2-0. Strike on the outside part of the plate. 2-1. Is this breaking ball breaks off the inside part of the plate, and that's 3-1. Outside ball four. Wow, that looked pretty close. So that'll load the bases here for Mickey Meinhofer.
Your second baseman, number seven, Mickey Meinhofer.
Meinhofer flied out to center in his first at-bat. Right-handed hitter, 0-1. First pitch is up and in, 1-0. This has the possibility to be a big inning. Bases loaded, two down. Maybe if the 45s can stretch this lead big time early, as this 1-0 is up high, 2-0. Can give some confidence to the starter, Sam Wells, to just go out there and throw. Sometimes it can really settle down a pitcher. 5-2 our score here in the bottom of the third inning. 2-0 right there with a fastball, 2-1. Top of the order would be next. It's be Lane Pritchard, who has been hot as of late in the last two games. He's homered in tonight as his pitch is swung on a miss, 2-2. The pitch, breaking ball, called strike three. Meinhofer thought it was inside, and that will end the inning. One run comes to the plate. It's 5-2, Colt 45s. We're heading to the fourth here at Tiger Field. You listen to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and open more doors? Get more value than ever before with free first-year tuition at Shasta College. If you're a first-time, full-time Shasta student, you're eligible. It's time to get more out of life. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply to get started. Take more classes, learn more skills, and have more fun with the money you save only at Shasta College. With free tuition at Shasta College for your first year, it's easier than ever to save more, do more, and be more. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply for eligibility requirements and to enroll.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit PaloCedroDentistry.com. at ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
5-2 Colt 45's here as we head to the fourth inning. 45's have scored once in the first, three times in the second, and once again in the third. Solano scored twice in the first, and since then have been held at bay, as Nolan Burr will lead off the left-handed hitter against Sam Wells. Struck out in his first at-bat. He's also tonight's beer batter, so the 45's fans will be looking for him to strike out as his first pitch is down low. Burr shoulder bunt and pulled it back, 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. This is hit on the ground up the middle. To his left now is Minoff. He charges. He's got it. A throw on the run. In time. Nice done. What a play there from Meinhofer. He had to go to his right. It looked like he was going to have to get it on the backhand. Then realized he had to charge on it. And made the play. And that's the first out here in the fourth. That'll bring up Ricky Pato. Pato singled to left in the second inning. He's 1-for-11 before that at-bat. First pitch is down low, 1-0. Base is empty, one out here in the fourth inning. Pato and then Diaz. That pitch is, wow, just inside, 2-0. Wells has set down seven consecutive batters. This 2-0 is down low, 3-0. He's also yet to walk a batter, but is at risk of doing so here. The 3-0 is a breaking ball. That's over. That's a lot of confidence in a breaking ball to throw it on 3-0. This 3-1 is way inside as Pato has to jump out of the way, and that's ball four. That's also pitch number 50 for Wells. And that'll bring up Roberto Diaz. Diaz reached second, or reached first, excuse me, on an error in the second inning. One out, base is empty. Left-handed hitter. Wells comes set at the belt. Throws this pitch is just outside, maybe a little bit low as well, 1-0. Hit on the ground to second. Double play ball. Meinhofer flipped to second for one. The throw to first. Double play. And that ends the inning. Very nicely done. 4-6-3 double play. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth. It's 5-2 Colt 45s on KCNR 1460.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Back here in the bottom of the fourth inning, Lane Pritchard leading it off. Tonight's game is brought to you by Muse Concrete, locally owned and operated since 1982. At Muse Concrete, we don't just talk the talk. We know what dependable pricing means. As the first pitch to the left-handed hitting Pritchard is down low, 1-0. Pritchard walked in the first inning, had a stolen base. He came around to score after a pair of errors, and then had a three-run home run in the second. So he has been the tough out for the Mudcats tonight, the 1-0. This ball is hit well out towards right field. Gregory looks up. That ball is gone. Second home run of the game for Lane Pritchard. This time it's a solo home run to right field, and he now has three home runs in the last 30 hours. Stay hot, young man. Wow. It's 6-2. That one was a line drive that just never stopped going. Estimated distance is going to be 345, his fourth of the year. And that'll bring up Lorenzo DeBrecht. DeBrecht is 0-2, bases empty, nobody out. This pitch is outside, 1-0. Bullpen now getting active for the Mudcats. A pair of players going down there. That pitch is outside, 2-0. See if DeBrecht tries to unload one here. 2-0. He does, but fouls it back, 2-1. Struck out looking in the first, flied out to center in the second. 45s and now scored a run in the first four innings here of tonight's game. This 2-1 is a fastball for a strike, 2-2. It's Carlson and then Kuhn here to bat in the fourth, the 2-2. This is hit off the end of the bat, up the first baseline, but foul. It was just a dribbler. Still 2-2. So 2-2. Let's try to see who that is down in that in the bullpen. It's a righty and a lefty down there. Just slowly getting loosened up. The 2-2 pitch. That is inside. Oh, check that. That is strike three. DeBrecht leaned out of the way, and it's called strike three, and he goes down on strikes for the second time tonight. DeBrecht is now 0-3. That'll bring up Eric Carlson. Carlson singled the lead off the third inning and came around to score. He's 1-2. One out. Base is empty here in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's 6-2. Cole 45s.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trend. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
A jewel of the North States, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Lorenzo DeBrecht struck out looking. Eric Carlson has ground out to short. Now Derek Kuhn pops it straight up, and Torres drops it in fair territory. So Kuhn will reach on an error, and Derek Kuhn just can't seem to get out. Unbelievable. He's on at first with two down for Jake Gozo. That was a tough play for Torres. He was in and out of the sun as it popped right out of his mitt. So Kuhn is on for the second time tonight. Here's the first pitch to Jake Gozo's in the dirt, 1-0. Gozo is 0 for 2 tonight. Grounded out to second, struck out swinging. Want to know? Big swing and a miss from Gozo. It's 1-1. Gozo homered twice last night. One and one. Breaking ball. That's down low. 1-0. Reminder, tonight's game is brought to you by Muse Concrete, locally owned and operated since 1982. At Muse, we don't just talk the talk. We know what dependable pricing means. Small lead for Kuhn at first. Here is the 2-1. It's in the dirt. 3-1. Zimmerman is on deck. He's also 0 for 2. Kuhn's on the move. This pitch is chopped towards third. Tough play. It's over the head of Burr in the left field. A base hit. Just a high hop that went over the head of the third baseman, Burr, and it's a single for Jake Gozo. Kuhn stops at second. That'll bring up Kobe Zimmerman. Sixth hit of the game for the Colt 45s. And now Kobe Zimmerman, who is 0 for 2, steps to the plate. Looks like the pitchers down in the Mudcats bullpen appear to be ready. Two out, two on. Zimmerman, first pitch. This is lifted out towards shallow center field. Balsley coming in. Pato coming in. Nobody's going to get there. A base hit. One run will score as Kuhn from second. Gozo advances to third, and it's 7-1. That ball looked like it hung up forever. But nobody could get there. And it's 7-2. Off the crack of the bat. I thought for sure Pato or Balsley out in center left where he's going to get that one. But unable to do so. Pitching coach comes out and is going to have a chat now with Bruner. With both pitchers ready down in the bullpen. We'll see if they're going to make a change. It looks like he will not. He's going to let him finish out the inning. Still first and third, two down for Billy Plummer. Plummer is 1-for-1 with an RBI and a run scored. Gozo at third, Zimmerman at first. Line score for the 45 tonight, 7 runs on 7 hits, an error, 4 runners left on base. Right-handed hitter. And they have now jumped out to a 5-run lead for Sam Wells, who has been pitching well in the last 3 innings. First pitch is down low, 1-0. Zimmerman got a great jump but decided not to go. He might be off on this next pitch here. He's trying to get a couple of runners in scoring position. 1-0. This ball's hit well out towards right center field. Balsley's coming over. He makes the catch, and that'll end the inning. Two more runs come across here in the bottom of the fourth. We will head to the fifth inning here on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Take more classes, learn more skills, and have more fun with the money you save only at Shasta College. With free tuition at Shasta College for your first year, it's easier than ever to save more, do more, and be more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply for eligibility requirements and to enroll. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with free fall tuition at Shasta College, you can save more money than ever before on a college education. A new semester starts soon. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply to enroll now.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back here to Tiger Field. Connor Sutton here on the call with you throughout this one. It's 7-2 Colt 45. They score once in the bottom of the half of the first inning, three times in the second, once in the third, and two in the fourth. The Mudcats scored twice in the first inning, and since then, Sam Wells has been marvelous. So the leadoff batter here in the fifth inning will be Cody Gregory. Gregory is 0-for-1. He flied out to right field in the second inning. Followed by Nick Dodson in the top of the order. As now that I take a look, we have a new pitcher. First pitch is up high. You've checked that. That's a strike. Only one of us just so surprised to see Wells come out early. This 0-1 is outside. The pitcher is Andrew Eppenbach. Right-handed thrower is, I guess Sam Wells' night is done. He threw a couple nights ago, so I knew he wasn't going to be available for too long, but at least into the fifth inning. That pitch is fouled straight back, 1-2. Eppenbach making his fourth appearance, 11 innings pitched, 5 earned runs with a 4.09 ERA, 15 strikeouts. 1-2. This is slashed foul, and that's headed for a car. And it just missed one. 1-2. Eppenbach probably has the best velocity on the club. One, two, and the base is empty. Here to Gregory, the pitch. This is swung on a miss, strike three. And there's one out. Nick Dodson, one out, and the base is empty. New player for the Colt 45s today. Who is not playing yet, but is on the scorecard, number 3, Logan Gomes. First pitch is Dodson squares around, but pulls it back. It's down low. Ball one. Dodson's 0-for-1. He flied out to right. That was in that second inning when their first two runners were aboard, and then a pair of flyouts as Wells. It's a nice job of working around. That 1-0 is a fastball for a strike, 1-1. Man, that looked high from here. Well, those couple of those strikes have been called high strikes tonight. So we'll see here. The 1-1, this is hit on the ground to second base. Meinhofer on the roll. He's got it. The quick flip to first is in time, and there's the second out here in the fifth inning. That'll bring up Wellington Balsley. Two outs, base is empty, Eppenbach, and out away from a great inning in relief here in the fifth. I would imagine that because Sam Wells only went four innings, technically he's not in line for the win, but as the first pitch is a breaking ball up high to left-handed hitting Balsley, 1-0. If it's a scheduled four-inning start, if they knew he was only going to go four, he technically can get credit for the win. That's kind of a rule that not many people know about. 1-0, swing and a miss. He was out in front of that fastball. 1-1. However, I doubt the official scorekeeper will give Wells the win if this game stays as it is Eppenbach would probably get credit if this Colt 45s can hang on without giving up the lead. That pitch is down low, 2-1. Ballsley's 1-for-2. He singled to the left and scored a run and then grounded out to first in the second inning. To end the second inning, actually. Here's the 2-1. Down low, 3-1. Peter Torres is on deck. Taking off his shin guards with two down. Ooh, confident he's going to get in there bad here. 3-1. This is popped up. And Torres is frustrated with himself. He's going to have to put those back on. DeBrecht out at short will make the catch. And that'll end the inning. Don't take the shin guards off if you don't know you're going to get in there bad. We will head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Excuse me. It's 7-2 Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460.
Thank you. At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Back here in the bottom of the fifth inning, we have a new pitcher for the Solano Mudcats. It is Daniel Killingsworth, who was the starting catcher yesterday, as the YMCA is playing here at the ballpark tonight. Gorgeous evening. Pretty cool. He couldn't ask for anything better. Last night it was pretty windy early in the game and then cooled off with a lot of clouds. Tonight there's a few clouds in the sky, but not enough to cover up the sun. Modeste will be the hitter. He has walked twice in this game. He's now walked four times in his first seven plate appearances on the year. This is Killingsworth's first appearance on the mound of the year. His first pitch is inside 1-0. Base is empty here, leading off the bottom of the fifth. This pitch is popped foul. Uh-oh, that ball is hit very high and over into the parking lot. Oh, and it directly hits a car, and I mean that was loud. 1-1. That's a spot that usually you are safe from a foul ball, but right there, that ball was yanked so hard and high, that did some damage. 1-1 is up high with a breaking ball, 2-1. Instantly, that ball caught everybody's attention, and they trying to figure out where that one would land. It looked like he had a white truck out there. 2-1 is a fastball. Down low, 3-1. Modeste Meinhofer in the top of the order. 3-1. That's up high, ball 4. So now 3 walks for Modeste. And that'll bring up Mickey Meinhofer. Meinhofer is 0-2 tonight. Flied out to center, struck out looking in the third. Tonight's game is brought to you by Muse Concrete, locally owned and operated since 1982. At Muse Concrete, we don't just talk the talk. We know what dependable pricing means. Meinhoff for the right-handed hitter. Steps in, infield goes to double play depth. First pitch is a ball, 1-0. Modest with average speed over at first. Lane Pritchard, who's got two home runs on the night, is on deck. 1-0's outside as Killingsworth struggling to find a zone here out of the bullpen. That's a ball, 3-0. Rio is a strike on the outside part of the plate with a fastball, 3-1. Colt 45's next game will be next Friday, June 22nd. This pitch is hit foul. That's again headed for a car. One hops it out there, 3-2 now. That will be the first of a three-game series with the Humboldt B-52s. Three-game series. Runner started to go and then stopped. It's in the dirt, and that's ball four. So back-to-back walks for Killingsworth out of the bullpen. It's first and second, nobody out. For the most dangerous hitter right now, Lane Pritchard, who's got two home runs on the game. Four RBIs, and he scored three runs. Left-handed hitter will step in. Killings with a right-handed pitcher. Throws. His pitch is a strike at the knees, 0-1. Outfield surprisingly not playing Pritchard any differently than most of the other hitters after homering twice. Modest with a good lead at second. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Pritchard just tried to hit a third. Fastball was up in the zone. It's 0-2. Killingsworth comes set. Here is the 0-2 pitch. His breaking ball is up high. 1-2. DeBrecht waits on deck. He's 0-3 so far. 45s have walked five times tonight. This is chopped on the ground to second. Dodson mishandles it. He'll have to go to first. It is not in time. An error for Nick Dodson and what could have been a double play. So the bases are loaded. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth inning for Lorenzo DeBrecht. Right-handed hitter, he's 0-3. He struck out looking twice, flew out to center. Bullpen still empty for the Mudcats despite the bases loaded. DeBrecht is 273 on the year. First pitch outside, 1-0. So two walks and an error have loaded the bases for the Colt 45s without having to record a hit. DeBrecht is 18-66. This pitch is down low, 2-0. Five home runs, 28 RBIs. He's hit two grand slams, a three-run home run. He almost hit one last night, 2-0. This is in the dirt, 3-0. And now Killingsworth is at risk of walking in a run. And now Bobby Meadows is going to head down to the bullpen quickly for the Mudcats. He was heating up earlier. 3-0. This is lifted out towards right center field. Runners are tagging. Balsley will make the catch. The runners are going to advance. The throw is going to be in the third. It's cut off by Diaz. The run will score. And it's 8-2. Well, a 3-0 pitch. And I guess DeBrecht had the green light because he went after it. And it's a sacrifice fly. His first RBI of the game. It's 8-2. Meinhoffer advances to third as well. Pritchard advanced to second.
Carlson.
So an open base over at first, but second and third, one out for Erik Karlsson. Karlsson is 1-for-3. He scored a run in the third inning. Eight to two, 45s a kid, have scored in every run or every inning tonight. First pitch is down low, 1-0. Jake Gozo, or check that, Derek Kuhn is on deck. Another right-handed hitter. This is hit on the ground to the left side. Diaz with the backhand. The run's going to score. Now they're going to get DeBrecht into a rundown, and he is tagged out on a throwback to second. It's a fielder's choice. It'll bring in a run. And it's now 9-2. 6-4 on the tag out. Karlsson reaches, and that'll bring up Derek Kuhn. Kuhn is 1-for-2 with a run on the stolen base.
Derek Kuhn!
Kuhn, as I mentioned, in 24 at-bats, he has 10 hits. He's scored 12 runs, 7 RBIs. He's been walked. His pitch is way up high. 1-0, he's walked 8 times. He's been hit by pitch 4 times. And he is yet to strike out. It's a pretty good start. The throwback to first. Ooh, that nearly got Karlsson. Karlsson is the runner at first. 2 down. 2 runs have come home here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It's 9-2, Colt 45s. This pitch is down low, 1-0. 45s have action in their bullpen. Meadows is down in the Mudcats bullpen. 2-0. That's up high, 3-0. Killingsworth, the 3-0. This is foul back, so apparently everybody's getting the green light on 3-0 tonight. It's the second time this inning we've seen hitters go after the 3-0 pitch. And it's 3-1. Runners on the move. This is outside, ball 4. So shockingly, I say that sarcastically, Derek Kuhn reaches first base. And with 2 on and 2 out, that'll bring up Jake Gozo. Right-handed hitter, Gozo tonight. 1-for-3, singled to third in the fourth inning. He's also struck out and grounded out. Really trying to add on here in the 9-2 lead. First pitch is a breaking ball. Flops it over for a strike. 0-1. Another breaking ball. That's down low. 1-1. Kobe Zimmerman is on deck. Killingsworth trying to get out of the inning. This pitch is down low with a fastball, 2-1. Killingsworth now will be throwing pitch number 30 of the inning. That's down low and ends inside, 3-1. 20 balls and 10 strikes for Killingsworth here in the inning. He's walked 3 batters. Also an error that hasn't helped much, 3-1. And that's in the dirt, ball 4. So the bases are loaded for Kobe Zimmerman. And now it looks like the pitching coach is going to come out and have a chat. Let's see if that'll be it. And it looks like we're going to make a pitching change. So we will take a break. The new pitcher I believe, will be Bobby Meadows. We'll talk about the left-hander when we come back from commercial break. Bases loaded, two down here in the bottom of the fifth. It's 9-2.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin. And in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org. NHL star Matt...
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bases loaded, two down for Kobe Zimmerman. His first pitch is down low from Bobby Meadows as the new pitcher. Left-hander appearing in his sixth game, all of them out of the pen, 6 2/3. He's given up just two earned runs, a 2.70 ERA. He's walked 9 and struck out 8. This pitch is a strike on the inside half, 1-1. Meadows threw last night just a third of an inning. This changeup is hit towards third, but foul. 1-2, that ball was hit hard. 1-2, Meadows, third of an inning, gave up one run. He walked 4, gave up a hit. One and two. That was way high, 2-2. Zimmerman is 1-for-3. He singled the left center in the fourth and brought in a run. His pitch is inside and down low. 3-2. So now the runners will get a head start. Bases loaded, two down. Two runs have already come home. The pitch. This is popped up way up there, and that will be foul out of play. So all the runners will go back. Two runs have come home here in the fifth inning. It's 9-2, Colt 45s. Carlson at third, Kuhn at second, Gozo at first. Meadows, the 3-2. This is popped up, this time in play. Shallow left field, Diaz will make the catch, and that will end the inning. Two runs come across here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It's 9-2, Colt 45s, as we head to the sixth on KCNR 1460.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Take more classes, learn more skills, and have more fun with the money you save only at Shasta College. With free tuition at Shasta College for your first year, it's easier than ever to save more, do more, and be more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply for eligibility requirements and to enroll. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with free fall tuition at Shasta College, you can save more money than ever before on a college education. A new semester starts soon. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply to enroll now.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the sixth inning here from the historic Tiger Field here on a Sunday night here on Father's Day. I want to wish a happy birthday to our producer who's actually getting the night off tonight, Jared King, who I doubt is listening, and I hope he's not listening because that'd be a poor way to have his night off. Tonight's game is brought to you by Muse Concrete, locally owned and operated since 1982. At Muse Concrete, we don't just talk the talk. We know what dependable pricing means. Torres is the leadoff hitter against Eppenbach as the first pitch is down low, 1-0. Torres is 0-2. He's popped out twice here in this game. The 1-0. That runs in, and it gets Torres in the ribs. There are a few places that hurt more than others. To hit the ribs is one that's not fun, especially with a fastball. Mike Driscoll will be stepping to the plate. Driscoll homered in the first inning. It was the only two runs of the game. It was to left center. The leadoff batter is on for the Mudcats with another pitch down the bend. First pitch, he's on the move. This pitch is popped foul, backing out of play. Oh and one. Eppenbach comes set. Long pause. Now throws. This is up high, 1-0. Good job of changing up his speed there. Not allowing Torres to get a good jump over at first. One one is Swann a miss in the dirt. 1-2. Good job from Plummer behind the plate to keep that one in front of him. Justin Banks is on deck. Another left-handed hitter. Runner on first, nobody out. Here in the sixth inning, it's 9-2, Colt 45s. Eppenbach pops this one, backing out of play. Still 1-2. This game is the last of five consecutive home games here on five consecutive nights. One that was a 20-inning marathon on Thursday night / Friday morning. Finished at 1:45 a.m. 1-2. This is his tapped foul. Still 1-2. And then there was two nights off, Monday and Tuesday last week. But before that, it was four straight games. So this is the ninth game in 11 nights for the Colt 45. That's why you're seeing these pitchers not go very long into their outings, is because they've been having to throw short amounts of innings, but multiple of them. Big lead for Torres at first. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball blew up by him, and that's the first out here in the sixth.
Yes, fans, all beers, $4, the rest of the inning.
Nolan Burr is on deck as Justin Banks comes to the plate. One out. Runner on first. Infield double play depth. Looking to get out of this inning. First pitch is hit foul. 0-1. Chop towards the on-deck circle. Eppenbach sack looks over his shoulder at Torres. Now comes home, the 0-1. That's just low. It was an off-speed pitch that Plummer couldn't squeeze. I think it was low regardless. 1-1. Bullpen is active for the Colt 45s again here in the sixth inning. One-one. Runners on the move. This is hit on the ground. A first. Kearns to his right. He's got it. He steps on the bag. And that'll have Torres advancing to second. There's two down. Good thing Torres was on the move there. That probably would have been a double play as Kuhn literally caught the ball and made one move to step on the bag and had an easy throw to second. Torres advances to second. Nolan Burr is the batter. He's 0 for 2. Struck out in the first, grounded out in the second, in the fourth inning, 9-2 here in the sixth. Left-handed hitter again. They have four consecutive lefties with Pato, another lefty on deck. This pitch is in the dirt. Runners on the move. The throw to third. It goes into left field. Torres is going to come in to score. And it's 9-3 as Billy Plummer will get charged with an error. He tried to get rid of it in a hurry. And instead, it will be an error. So now the bases are empty. It's 9-3. For that pitch was a ball, by the way. 1-0. Eppenbach throws. Down low again. Plummer not able to squeeze it. 2-0. This will be pitch number 25 of Eppenbach's outing. 2-0. That's swung and a miss. 2-1. This will be an unearned run unless there's a base hit here. 2-1. Chopped foul up the first base line. 2-2. Burr, as I mentioned, is 0 for 2 tonight. He's 4 for 19 on the year. 4 RBIs, scored 6 runs. Bases empty, 2 down here in the 6th. The 2-2, that's way high, 3-2. Eppenbach working out of the stretch, even though the bases are empty. Here is the payoff pitch. This is popped up, foul, back and out of play. Still 3-2. Again, hit foul straight back. Still a full count. This pitch will be number 9 of the at-bat. 3-2. This is hit into center field. Pritchard coming in. He will make the catch, and that will end the inning. A run comes around. It's an unearned run, but we will head to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 9-3 here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004.
but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the sixth inning here from historic Tiger Field. Connor Sutton here with you. It'll be Billy Plummer, Max Modeste, and Mickey Meinhofer, here in the bottom of the sixth. Tonight's game is brought to you by Muse Concrete, locally owned and operated since 1982. At Muse Concrete, we don't just talk the talk. We know what dependable pricing means. Meadows is back out again after recording the final out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Looking for the first scoreless inning against the Colt 45s as the left-hander deals on the first pitch. Up high to Plummer, 1-0. Plummer tonight is 1-for-2 with an RBI and a run scored. He singled to right in the third. Pitch is outside, 2-0. Is fouled back off the screen. Plummer was also hit by a pitch in the second inning. 2-1 is inside, 3-1. 45s have been walked seven times tonight, just one walk for the Mudcats. There have been a few hit batsmen. This is hit on the ground in the third. Burr spears it on the hop, throw to first in time for the first out here in the bottom of the sixth. Nicely done there from Burr. That was not an easy play. That'll bring up Max Modeste. Modeste has scored twice, but he does not have an official at-bat. He's been walked three times in the second, the third, and the fifth inning. Lefty-on-lefty action here with one out. The base is empty. It's 9-3. Here in the bottom of the sixth, the 45s looking to take the three-game series. First pitch is down low, 1-0. Mickey Meinhofer is on deck, who's 0-2. The only three hitters for the 45s who have not recorded a hit is DeBrecht, Modeste the batter, and the ninth-place hitter who's also on deck, Mickey Meinhofer. This pitch is up high, 2-0. Base is empty, one out. Here's a changeup. That's over for a strike, 2-1. Again, a gorgeous night as the lights are on here now as we pass 8 o'clock. Crawling nearer, too, as that is a 2-1 fastball that just missed, 3-1. Three-one is a fastball over for a strike. 3-2. 4-count offering. This is in the dirt, and now the fourth walk for Max Modeste in the game. Wow.
Number 7,
Mickey Meinhofer comes to the plate. One out, one on. Top of the order is on deck. Lane Pritchard, who's homered twice, 9-3, the first pitch. This is hit out well into right center field. Balsley going over. He will make a play on it. He has it. And there is the second out. Here in the sixth, Modeste retreats back to first base, and that'll bring up Lane Pritchard.
Number 23, Lane Pritchard.
Pritchard, left-handed hitter. And he's got two home runs on the day, four RBIs. He's scored three runs. He's also walked. Lead off the ball game. First pitch from Meadows is a strike. It's 0-1. Outside part of the plate. Pritchard has shown that he has power to all parts of the yard. A solo home run in the fourth inning to right. And then a three-run home run in the second to left center. 0-1. This is in the dirt. Modeste does not go anywhere after a good block by Torres. It's 1-1. Pritchard is now tied for second on the team in home runs with Jay Gozo, who homered twice yesterday. Pritchard also homered yesterday. A line drive home run. The 1-1. This is down low, 2-1. 16 home runs as a team for the Colt 45s. Check that. Now, 18 home runs. Four for Gozo, five for DeBrecht, and four for Pritchard. Zimmerman's got one. Marcus Wilhite has one. And Derek Kuhn has the other. 2-1. Outside, 3-1. So Meadows is at risk of losing Pritchard here. Lorenzo DeBrecht is on deck. He's 0-3, but hit a sack fly that scored a run in his last at-bat. 3-1. This is hit foul. 3-2. He was out in front of the changeup. 9-3 here in the bottom of the sixth inning, and the seventh, it'll be Pedro Diaz and Gregory. I think we'll have a new pitcher for the Colt 45s here in the seventh. The 3-2 offering. Breaking ball. This is hit into right field. A base hit past the glove of Banks. Modeste, who is on the move, he is going to be waved around third. He will score. Around second is DeBrecht. He is in the third with a stand-up triple, and now they try to backdoor him, and it goes over the head of the third baseman, Burr, and Pritchard is going to score. A triple and an air. It's 11-3. Wow. Unbelievable. A triple down the line. That scored Modeste, and then Pritchard advances on the air by Dodson. On the wild throw, that's the fifth air of the game for the Mudcats. Lorenzo DeBrecht now will step in when the base is empty. It's 11-3. First pitch, this is hit out into right center field and hit well. Gregory going over. In the right center, he makes the catch, and that'll end the inning. Two runs come across for the Colt 45s as they continue the offensive onslaught. We head to the seventh. It's 11-3 on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
New pitcher for the Colt 45's here in the 7. It's Carson Ellis who was added to the roster today. Right-handed pitcher will face off against Pato. His first pitch is inside to the left-handed hitting Pato. It's 1-0. He's 1-for-1, singled to left, and walked in the fourth. 11-3 our score. The 45s have scored in every inning. This 1-0 is up high with another fastball, 2-0. We also have a new catcher for the Colt 45s. It's Logan Gomez. 1-0 is, or 2-0, excuse me, is up high. 3-0. Ellis steps off, regroups. Pitch. Inside, that's ball four. Gutierrez reaches on the walk, on the pinch hit walk, and that'll bring up Diaz to the plate, unless it's a pinch hitter. They don't have numbers on the front of their jerseys, so it's hard to tell. Runner on at first, nobody out. The first pitch from the right-hander, Ellis, is a strike. Oh and one. This is in the dirt. Nice job by Gomez behind the plate to stop that one. To 1-1. One one is up and in. 2-1. So Ellis struggling to find the strike zone here out of the pen. Here in the 7th inning. Infield the double play depth. Gutierrez on at first after the walk. 2-1. And that runs in and gets Diaz. So first and second, nobody out. And that'll bring up Cody Gregory. Time is called as the first and third basemen's Kuhn and Carlson are going to come to the plate. Or come up to the mound and check on Ellis. Gomez will come out and have a quick chat. Gregory is 0-for-2. Flied out to right in the second inning. He struck out swinging in the 5th inning. 3 runs for the Mudcats on 3 hits. They've had 5 errors, 2 runners left on base. For the Colt 45s, 11 runs on 8 hits, 2 errors, and 9 runners left on base. First and second, nobody out. First pitch, this is chopped slowly towards third. Charging is Carlson. He's going to go to second for one. Throw to first is not in time. Ooh, that was close at first. That could have been a double play. A very nice turn from Meinhofer. So one out, first and third for Nick Dodson. So fielder's choice on that play. Never ask me why. Dodds in the right-handed hitter is 0 for 2. He flied out to right and grounded out to second. First and third, one out. First pitch is a strike with a fastball, 0-1. Taken on the first pitch from Dodson. Ellis from the stretch throws his breaking balls way high. It looked like it came off his hand bad. 1-1. Still just a few clouds in the sky. Last night we had a gorgeous sunset out over right field as the clouds that have come out in that game. As this pitch is up and in, as Dodson has to go to the dirt to get out of the way. It's 2-1. It's a gorgeous pink sunset with a lot of the clouds. Tonight, a little bit clearer night. 2-1. That's right there, 2-2. Ellis trying to work out around the back-to-back walks leading off the inning. This 2-2 is fouled straight back. He just got a piece on that fastball. It looked like he'd be off the plate away. Just got a piece of it. 11-3 here at the top of the seventh inning. Two-two. Swing and a miss. Fastball up the ladder. He went after it. And there is the second out here in the seventh inning. That'll bring up Wellington Balsley. Balsley's 1-for-3. He scored a run in the first, which is where he singled, leading off the game. He grounded out in the second, has popped out the short. So left-handed hitter will face the right-hander, Ellis. Gutierrez at third, Gregory at first. With two down here in the seventh, his first pitch is chopped on the ground to second. Meinhofer's got on the hop to throw to first, and that'll end the inning. Seventh inning stretch time here at the ballpark. It's 11-3 here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster, and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab. Faster for less.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on BoomerTech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trend. BoomerTech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the seventh inning here from Tiger Field. Welcome you back here to Colt 45's Baseball. Eric Carlson leading off as he yanks a first pitch foul near the Colt 45's dugout. And that'll wake everybody up in there. It's 1-1. Carlson is 1-for-4 tonight. He's got an RBI and a run scored. The 1-1. It's up high, 2-1. Meadows creeping up on 30 pitches now. Carlson's sliding up into the third spot in the lineup tonight. He's been batting fifth most of the season. This pitch is hit on the ground into the hole in the left field, a base hit. In between the third baseman and shortstop is second hit of the game for Eric Carlson. And with one out, or nobody out, and Carlson on the first, that'll bring up Derek Kuhn.
Number 27, Derek Kuhn.
Kuhn. He's 1-for-2. He's reached base all four times. He reached on an error. He's walked, been hit by a pitch, and he's singled to right. He's also scored a run. First pitch, the right-hand hitter is down low, 1-0. I mentioned it earlier, Kuhn in 24 at-bats, plus with more than that plate appearances, is yet to strike out. He's the only player on the team to do so. His pitch is popped up, and he's frustrated with himself at that swing. It's directly straight up to the pitcher's mound, and Meadows makes the catch. And that is first out. Kuhn knows he missed one there. That'll bring up Jake Gozo.
Number 13, Jake Gozo.
Gozo's the right-handed hitter. He's 1-for-3. He's walked, singled, and struck out. Carlson's still on at first. One out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. This is a broken bat out towards left field. That's going to fall in, a base hit. Way in on the handle, and that just shows the strength of Jake Gozo. First and second with one out now for Kobe Zimmerman. A couple singles here in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Your left fielder, number two.
Zimmerman's 1-for-4. He's got an RBI.
Kobe Zimmerman.
With Logan Gomes on deck, who's came in the last inning for Plummer. First pitch is hit on the ground to short on a hard hop. Diaz has it, throws a second for one. The throw to first is not in time. It'll be a fielder's choice. And there's a second out. Runners will be at first and third. Ball was hit hard as Diaz had to go into the hole
your catcher
to make the play.
Number three.
No chance to get the latter half of the double play. Gomez, the right-handed hitter, steps in for his first at-bat of the year. And in the first pitch, he lifts this one out in the infield. Diaz over at short. He will make the catch, and that'll end the inning. We will head to the eighth inning. Two runners left on for the Colt 45s. It's 11-3 here on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
11-3 here in the finale of this three-game series. Peter Torres will be the batter leading off here in the eighth inning. As Ellis is back out for his second inning of work, Jake Perrin is down in the bullpen warming up for the Colt 45s, who might end up finishing this game. Torres is 0 for 2. He did score a run. He was hit by a pitch in the sixth inning. First pitch is down low, 1-0. Just 16 pitches for Ellis in that first inning. First two batters were walked and then worked around it. Nicely done there, the 1-0. Just runs in and gets Torres in the leg. And Torres has been hit now for the second consecutive at-bat. This will bring up the left-handed hitting Mike Driscoll. Driscoll, 1 for 3. He homered in the first inning. It was a two-run big fly out to left center. Torres on at first with Driscoll, the left-hander, coming to the plate. Now, this is the spot of the order where there's four consecutive left-handed hitters coming up, beginning with Driscoll. First pitch is outside, just off the plate away, 1-0. Infield double play depth. They've been near getting a couple of double plays tonight. Big lead for Torres. He almost starts to go and then stops. This is popped up, shallow left field. DeBrecht going out, coming in is Zimmerman. Zimmerman calls him off. He'll make the catch. And that's the first out. Torres retreats over to first. And that will bring up Justin Banks. Banks is 0 for 3. He struck out and grounded out twice. Torres still on at first. Banks comes set at the belt. He's on the move. The pitch is up high. Now Torres started to go and then stopped. Midway. Well, I think he would have been way out there as it was a high pitch and goes behind the plate at a clean catch on it in exchange. 1-0. And that runs in and gets Banks. Wow. It's the third batter Ellis has hit. So now it's first and second with one out.
Home team dugout out, please. Thank you.
And now they're going to have a quick chat with Ellis. So bring in Nolan Burr. Burr is 0 for 3. He's struck out, grounded out, and lined out as Ellison is trying to calm down here. Hit Torres earlier in the inning and now just hit Banks. Both of those on fastballs. So you don't typically see that. Sometimes you lose the handle on a breaking ball or a changeup and you get them, but fastballs they weren't able to get out of the way of. So first and second, one out. You're in the top of the eighth. It's 11-3 for Nolan Burr, the left-handed hitter. Ellis comes set. Throws as a changeup. That's a strike, 0-1. Again, the Colt 45s, the first time I've seen them wear these uniforms is a mustard yellow vest with white trimming, navy blue lettering, and then this is pitches in the dirt. Nice job by Gomez behind the plate. Stop that one. It's 1-1. With the gray short sleeves and gray pants. Ellis comes set, and now he steps off and regroups. Colt 45's in that last inning. His pitch is over for a strike with a fastball, 1-2. Scored in the first six innings in that last half inning. I didn't mention this is the first time they haven't scored. One run in the first, then three runs in the second, a run in the third, and then two runs in the fourth, fifth, and the sixth. This pitch is slapped foul, backing out of play, 1-2. It's a fastball off the plate. That he chased after and just got fouled it back. One, two. This is way high. 2-2. Gutierrez is out on deck. Two, two. Breaking ball. Got him looking. And there's the second out here in the eighth inning. Absolutely froze Burr. And that'll bring up Gutierrez. Gutierrez walked in the last half inning. This pitch is down low and inside. For a ball, 1-0. Ellis has thrown 29 pitches. 17 of them have been balls, 12 strikes. He's walked a batter and hit three. This is the second time he's had two runners on in an inning since coming in the seventh. This pitch is hit on the ground, up the middle into center field, a base hit. Torres is around third. The throw home will be... not in time. It goes by now to the backstop off the glove of Gomez. All of the runners will advance. It's 11-4. A single and an error. And I think that error is going to be on Torres there. Not on the throw. Roberto Diaz now will step to the plate looking to add on. Second and third, two down for the hitter Diaz, which is up high. 1-0. Diaz is 0-2 tonight. He was hit by a pitch in the seventh inning. He's grounded into a double play, and he reached on an error in the second. There's been eight combined errors in this game. This hasn't been the best defensive game this far. Five errors for the Mudcats as that pitch is up high as well, 2-0. Three for the Colt 45s. The Lions score currently, four runs, four hits, five errors, four runners left on base for the Mudcats. For the Colt 45s, 11 runs, 10 hits, three errors, and 11 left on base. 2-0. And that's just outside, 3-0. Ellis trying to get out of this inning with just the one run allowed. 3-0. That's a strike. 3-1 at the knees with a fastball. Gregory would be next if Diaz can reach here. Still down 7 in the 8th inning, so the Mudcats looking to cut into this lead here. The 3-1. This is hit on the ground. A short to Breck to his left. He's got it. The throw to first is in time, and that'll end the inning. One run comes across for the Mudcats. They cut the lead to 7. It's 11-4. Heading to the bottom of the night of the 8th inning. Excuse me. On KCNR 1460.
Stunning and breathtakingly beautiful, passionate, artistic, and musical excellence. These are all words that have been spoken in expression of how people feel after experiencing an evening of Spanish flamenco by dancer Savannah Fuentes. On Friday, June 29th, you too can see the beauty of this dance and hear the musical stylings brought in a live concert by flamenco dancer Savannah Fuentes, singer Jose Moreno, and guitarist Pedro Cortez, live in concert at Reading School of the Arts beginning at 8 p.m. Friday, June 29th. To get tickets for this June 29th concert, go to brownpapertickets.com. That's brownpapertickets.com and type in the word Feria, spelled F-E-R-I-A. Or for more information on an evening of Spanish flamenco, call Patrick at 510-1903. That's 510-1903.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bobby Meadows is back out in the bottom of the eighth inning. This very likely will be the last ups for the Colt 45s. They lead by 7. 11-4 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Tonight's game is brought to you by Muse Concrete, locally owned and operated since 1982. At Muse Concrete, we don't just talk the talk. We know what dependable pricing means. Max Modest steps to the plate. As he has walked four times as he finally gets an opportunity to swing at one and misses. He's out in front on one. He hasn't had an official at-bat. Four walks and three runs. The 0-1. That's up high, 1-1. One-one. This is in the dirt. Torres makes a stop, 2-1. Eight walks in the game for the Mudcats pitchers. Just one from the Colt 45s. However, we've got a lot of hit batsmen. This was hit on the ground, foul, first base side. Deflects off the net in the outside of the dugout for the Mudcats. It's 2-2. This will be pitch number 40 for Meadows. Hit on the ground to second. Dodson's got it. The throw to first is in time for the first out here in the bottom of the eighth. And that'll bring up Mickey Meinhofer.
Number 7, Mickey
Meinhofer's 0 for 3. But he did walk in the fifth inning and scored a run. He's flied out, struck out. Actually flew out twice. His first pitch is up high for the left-handed thrower, Meadows. Meinhofer, the right-handed batter. His pitch is popped up in the infield. In foul territory, Banks goes over. He makes the catch. And Meinhofer is now 0 for 4. That'll bring up Lane Pritchard.
Your center fielder, number 23, Lane
Pritchard is 2 for 3. He's got two home runs. He's also tripled. He has the two hardest legs of the cycle done, except for he homered twice. So he's had a great day. First pitch is down low, 1-0. He homered in the second inning. It was a three-run bomb. He actually walked in the first inning and scored. Homered again in the fourth. Reached base in the fifth. Tripled. Home run in the sixth. This pitch is chopped foul, 1-1. So Pritchard has had a heck of a day today. Actually haven't, in fact, gotten him out. He's reached base all six times he's come up to bat. 1-1. Inside, 2-1. Two outs, base is empty. DeBrecht is on deck. in the top of the ninth inning for the Mudcats, it would be Gregory Dotson and then Balsley against, I believe it'll be Jake Parent in the ninth for the 45s. His 2-1 is down low in the dirt, 3-1. The fastball, Meadows threw last night, creeping up towards 50 pitches now. Pritchard has 5 RBIs tonight, 4 runs scored, 3-1. Outside ball 4. That'll bring up Lorenzo Debrecht. Debrecht has struggled tonight. He's 0 for 4, but he had a sacrifice fly to center back in the 5th inning. Right-handed hitter. Debrecht hitting .273. Before tonight, again, the home run and RBI leader for this club. As Meadows, the left-handed pitcher, comes set with Pritchard a short lead at first. The pitch, this is right at the head of Debrecht as he has to duck out of the way. As it goes to the backstop, Pritchard doesn't go anywhere. And it's 1-0. Meadows looking to move this game into the ninth inning. The 1-0. This is hit towards third, but foul on the line. 1-0. Pritchard again, the small leader for he's not going anywhere. 1-1. This ball is ripped into left. On the move is Gutierrez. He can't make the catch. It goes off the wall. Pritchard is around second. He's going to stop at third. I believe that's going to be a double. It is, and it's the first hit of the game for Lorenzo Debrecht as he launched that ball on a line. And now it's second and third, two down, 4. Erik Karlsson. Colt 45 is not done here offensively, trying to add on here in the bottom of the 8th inning. Carlson's 2 for 5. He's singled twice, singled home a run in the 3rd inning. He's also scored a run. 2nd and 3rd, 2 down for the right-handed hitter. Meadows will throw, and this is hit towards the Colt 45's dugout. Foul, 0-1. Meadows was working from the windup there. Had Carlson out in front, 0-1. 11-4 here tonight. The 45s have been in command ever since they took the lead in the 2nd inning on a 3-1 home run from Lane Pritchard. This 0-1 is outside, 1-1. Had lost 3 straight coming into last night's game, picking up the win last night to get back to 500 at 7-7. 1-1 pitch. This is hit towards third again, but foul. Pritchard had to lean back out of the way down the line. 1-2. With the win tonight, they could move back above 500 at 8-7 before a 4-day break. So they'll play next Friday. 1-2. Raking ball, check swing is fouled straight back. Almost hit somebody on the move. Oof, that could have been ugly. The 45s will be playing the Humboldt B-52s on Friday for the first of a 3-game series. 1-2. It's in the dirt. 2-2. And then, to finish up in the month of June, a couple 2-game series is starting on June 27th against the San Leandro Pilots on the 27th and 28th, and then on the 29th and 30th against the Reading Ringtails. 2-2. This is in the dirt, and a full count, 3-2. 45s only play 5 road games all year. In July, mid-July, they'll have a quick 5-game road trip. This pitch is hit on the ground to third. It's just foul. Still 3-2. They'll be in Humboldt for 5 consecutive days. They'll play the Crabs twice at Arcata Ballpark and then the Humboldt B-52s at Bomber Field on July 20th through the 22nd. And then back here on the 27th of July. Still 3-2. Carlson looking to add on here. Meadows winds and throws. This is again hit foul. Justin Sabisma, the third base coach, a couple of times tonight has had to get out of the way of those sharply hit foul balls. Still 3-2. There's been five foul balls. This is the ninth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Here it comes. Breaking ball. Just got a piece as he fouls it back. Derek Kuhn is on deck, who's 1-for-3. I believe Derek Kuhn has a six-game hitting streak going here. 3-2. This is again pulled foul. The seventh foul ball, and now an 11 pitch at bat as it continues. We're running out of baseballs here. Still a full count. 11-4 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Pritchard is at third, DeBrecht at second. The 3-2 popped up. Shallow left field. Diaz goes out. He will make the catch, and that will end the inning. 11-4 our score as the Colt 45s leave two on. We head to the ninth here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
New pitcher is Jake Parent here in the top of the ninth inning. He will face Gregory Dotson and Balsley, unless we see a pinch hitter. Gregory, the right-handed hitter, is 0-for-3. First pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Parent. In his sixth appearance, he's thrown 8 2/3. He's given up 7 earned runs with a 7.26 ERA. His pitch is in the dirt, 1-0. He's walked 3 hitters and struck out 6. 1-0 on the year. It's 2-0 to Gregory. Three and zero now to from Parent to Gregory. Three zero is ball four. So 4-pitch walk. That's not how you want to start your outing. Out of the pen. That'll bring up Nick Dodson. Dotson is 0 for 3. He is fly out to right in the second, grounded to second in the fifth, and struck out swinging in the seventh, 0 for 3. Infield double play depth. Top of the order is coming up next. First pitch is down low. So five straight balls out of the pen for Jake Parrott. Small lead for Gregory at first. This pitch is a strike with a fastball at the knees. It's 0 or 1-1. Some wind starting to pick up here in the ninth. 11-4, Colt 45s. Squares around a bunt, pops it up. It's going to get down. They're going to go to first. It's not in time, and I'm not sure why Gomes, as Gregory, who was the runner at first, completely stopped. They could have easily gotten the lead runner, but instead it's going to be an infield single. Wow. So first and second, nobody out for Wellington. Balsley's 1-for-4. A walk and a bunt single. This pitch is outside, 1-0. Parent comes set, looks back to Gregory at second. This pitch is popped up. Right field, Gozo going over to the line. He actually has to go back, and he will make the catch, the foot of the track. The runners will tag. I actually think Dodson, who was over at first, might have left a little early. That pitch off the crack of the bat sounded like it wasn't hit very hard, but it carried out to the warning track. Nice play from Jake Gozo. So this will bring up Peter Torres. Torres is 0-for-2, but he scored two runs. He's been hit by a pitch in consecutive at-bats. Second and third, one out for Torres, the right-handed hitter against righty Parrott. His pitch is down low, 1-0. That is down low. 11 pitches from Parent. 8 of them have been out of the zone. He's been struggling to locate here in this ninth inning. 2-0 to Torres. You don't want to let too many free passes. This is hit foul. Torres just fouled this one off his foot. 2-1. Mudcats would need 7 runs here in the ninth to extend this game. They've left 6 runners on base. The main story, though, has been the errors. 5 errors for the Mudcats, 3 for the Colt 45s. What a sloppy game. 2-1. This is popped up back behind first. Derek Kuhn in foul territory squares around and makes the catch. And that is the second out. That'll bring up the designated hitter, Mike Driscoll. Left-handed hitter, Driscoll homered into the first inning. Since then has been held quiet. He's flied out twice and struck out swinging. First pitch is down low, 1-0. Banks is on deck, who is 0-for-3. 1-0. Hit foul, 1-1. Gregory at third, Dotson at second. Again, the Colt 45s won't be back in action until next Friday. That'll be a 7:15 first pitch for the first of the three. Against the Humboldt B-52s. This is a fastball, swung on a miss. It was up in the zone, and that's one and two. And now the Mudcats are down to their last strike. Here in the top of the ninth inning. Pretty much everybody has stayed for the duration of this one. It's been a pretty entertaining game with lots of good hits. A lot of action. 1-2. Swing and a miss, but it goes by to the backstop. And now, oh, it was a foul ball. And it wasn't initially ruled a foul ball until Driscoll turned around and said, hey, I got a piece of that one. 1-2. And a couple interesting calls by the umpires tonight. Parrott comes set to 1-2. Swing and a miss, and that's the ball game. Two runners are left on in the top of the ninth inning. The final score, the Colt 45s 11, the Solano Mudcats 4. And a big win for the 45s is winning this three-game series. We'll talk more about this game here tonight when we come back for the post-game wrap here on KCNR 1460.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Parents across the country have been protesting about the graphic sex education curriculum at their schools, and they have been taking their children out of school to protect them from the LGBT indoctrination that is inherent in this curriculum. Now, an additional kind of indoctrination is going across the country. Public librarians are promoting, inviting, and welcoming drag queens into children's sections of public libraries to read to their kids. Parents, visit pji.org and download our free guide about the truth of the LGBT history lessons in our children's classrooms.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back here into the postgame. Final score, the Colt 45s win Game 3 and take the series 11-4. With the win tonight, the winning pitcher is Andrew Eppenbach. The loser is Chris Bruner. There's no save. Sam Wells was tonight's starter, to win just 4 innings through 54 pitches, but because of going earlier in the week, he was shut down tonight. Eppenbach came in through 2 innings of scoreless ball. Carson Ellis came in through 2 innings in his first appearance in the 45s uniform, gave up 1 run, and then Jake Parrott closed the door out of the pen. Offensively, it was Lane Pritchard who carried most of the load. He was 3-for-4 with 2 home runs. He had 5 RBIs, scored 4 runs, was walked twice, was unbelievable at the plate. Eric Carlson was 2-for-6 with an RBI. Derek Kuhn 1-for-3. Jake Gozo was 2-for-4. Kobe Zimmerman was 1-for-5 with an RBI. Billy Plummer 1-for-3 with an RBI. So those are the main contributors tonight for the Mudcats. Mike Driscoll had the big swing of the bat. He was 1-for-5 with the RBI. He was in the first inning into left center field, but it was hit pretty well. But other than that, they were held at bay. Just 5 hits, 3 RBIs. The main difference was the 5 errors that led to 3 unearned runs for the Colt 45s. Pritchard, by the way, hit 2 home runs and also had a triple. I don't think I mentioned that. Colt 45s improved to 8-7 as the Mudcats flip to 6-4 as the 45s back above 500. They'll be back in action on Friday, the first of a 3-game series against the humble B-52s here at Tiger Field. That'll be 7:15 first pitch here on KCNR 1460. Well, we hope you have a great rest of your Father's Day. And have a great rest of your weekend as well. I'm Connor Sutton. Thanks for joining us. This has been Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Parents across the country have been protesting about the graphic sex education curriculum at their schools, and they have been taking their children out of school to protect them from the LGBT indoctrination that is inherent in this curriculum. Now, an additional kind of indoctrination is going across the country. Public librarians are promoting, inviting, and welcoming drag queens into children's sections of public libraries to read to their kids. Parents, visit pji.org and download our free guide about the truth of the LGBT history lessons in our children's classrooms.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
The gangs had a beef at the venue. At least five people are dead, several others hurt as an SUV carrying more than a dozen people, many believed to be illegal immigrants, crashed while fleeing from Border Patrol agents in South Texas today. Officials say the SUV went out of control at more than 100 miles an hour and overturned on Texas Highway 85, ejecting those inside. Four pronounced dead at the scene midday Sunday. A fifth person died at a hospital. A 9-year-old girl, two men in their 80s, have been killed by a strong earthquake in the western Japan city of Osaka. The magnitude 6.1 earthquake struck north of Osaka Monday shortly after 8 a.m., setting off multiple building fires and toppling walls. Train service was suspended across a wide area during the morning commute. Due to geopolitical tensions like Brexit and the threat of trade wars, companies' initial public offerings of shares fell by a fifth in the first half of 2018, that according to a new survey.
A report from the law firm Baker McKenzie cites the lack of progress in Britain's exit from the European Union and U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to impose tariffs on several countries. IPOs held in the countries where companies are based fell by 18% in volume from a year earlier. Cross-border IPOs held up better, increasing by 15%.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Despite concerns over protectionism, Chinese issuers chose U.S. exchanges over Hong Kong. News and analysis at townhall.com.
If you or someone you know is blind from retinitis pigmentosa, there may now be light at the end of the tunnel. Known as the Second Sight Argus II Retinal Prosthesis System, this is the only FDA-approved treatment for end-stage retinitis pigmentosa. Find out more by calling 800-499-7620. Call 800-499-7620 to learn more about an FDA-approved system that provides some artificial vision for those blinded by retinitis pigmentosa. Once again, the number to call is 800-499-7620. Call now. Argus 2 is indicated for patients who are completely blind due to retinitis pigmentosa. Possible side effects that may require further treatment include wound reopening, low eye pressure, serious infection in the eye, and retinal detachment. For more information, including all potential risks associated with the device and procedure, call 800-499-7620. That's 800-499-7620. Or visit our website at info.secondsight.com.
A directive by Attorney General Jeff Sessions imposes new rules on asylum seekers coming to the U.S.
Under these new rules, migrants are generally no longer allowed to request asylum on the grounds of gang violence. The decision could have far-reaching consequences because of the sheer volume of people fleeing gang violence in Central America. The violence is so pervasive there that merely stepping foot in the wrong neighborhood can lead to death.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reports many immigrants congregated on the border tell the AP they're coming to the U.S. to flee gangs in Mexico and Central America. Prime Minister Theresa May has announced a significant funding increase for the country's beleaguered National Health Service. It'll receive an additional $510 million per week once Britain leaves the European Union next March. She linked the funding to Brexit in a column published in the Sunday Mail. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A suspect in a taxi crash near Moscow's Red Square that injured two Mexican World Cup fans and other pedestrians Saturday says that he fell asleep. Mexican soccer fan Julio Dominguez says the crash was shocking.
It's pretty horrible to that something like that happened in a big city or in a cosmopolitan city as Moscow, but where there's crazy everywhere. So I hope our partners from Mexico are okay, and a big hug for them, and I hope they recover soon.
Moscow City Police released a video of an interrogation session with a man identified as the taxi driver, in which he says he briefly dozed off and accidentally hit the gas. Man says he had not slept in 20 hours and was not drunk. The man believed to be North Dakota's oldest mayor, 76-year-old Russo resident Bruce Lorenz, captured all three votes and won in an election. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind, right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Imagine living in a planned community that features a regional park for you and your family to enjoy, plus walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. You can find all of this, plus the designer home you've always dreamed of at Chastina Ranch. Built by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. Chastina Ranch is located just off Airport Road on Shasta View. Homes in Chastina Ranch feature green technology, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, energy-efficient LED lighting, and programmable irrigation systems. Distinctive exterior features including 30-year composite roofing in a variety of colors, designer entry doors, and of course with Palomar Builders, exceptional interiors. Plans including 9-foot and 10-foot ceilings throughout. Beautiful designer kitchens with granite slab countertops and full tile backsplash. To see Chastina Ranch, just take Airport Road to Shasta View. For more information, contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Review time. That's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to a panel of Talk Radio experts. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan from the DJB Show. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Long live McFadden, who is associated with some of the best talk radio programs in the country, if not in the world, and Joe Crummy as well joining us as we go through the charts for the week of June 11th to the 15th. According to Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, these are the big stories of the week. And we're going to start. Richie sometimes likes me to start at the top because he doesn't think, he has no faith in me, believes that I will not give enough time.
Prove me wrong.
Well, we could start at number 10 and prove me wrong. No. You know what we could do? We could start with Barry Manilow, not as a countdown extra even. We could add one to the countdown.
This is where you get off track and we don't have
any number one. It's already happening, Rich.
Okay.
Inspector General, it's all about Barry Manilow.
That's right, exactly. He's inspecting his general. Okay, so the Trump summit with Kim Jong-un is number one, according to Talkers. No surprise there, as the week has seen review on top of review of this. What do we think and what have we heard? Richie, you're associated with Dana Loesch, and so I wondered what her take on this was, as opposed to, and I don't even know, I shouldn't say as opposed to, because there seems to be a unified chorus coming from a lot of the right-wing programs. You were with me at the Talkers Convention last week, where the fellow that runs the Salem talk radio stations said, if you're not with Trump, you're in trouble.
Well, no, what he said is that Trump is the gift that keeps on giving to talk radio, and if you're not talking about Trump, you're in trouble. Not so much if you're not with him, you're in trouble.
Well, I mean, with him conversationally.
Conversationally, right.
Have clarified that. Yes.
I think that everybody.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see that on Salem where people are talking against Trump. I'm waiting for that.
Yeah. Don't hold your breath.
I wouldn't hold your breath. I understand that. That's the one. Right. I get it.
Yeah. Jennifer works for Salem Station in Los Angeles. Okay.
No,
anyway,
I get
Richie,
it.
You
I totally
saying.
Get it. No.
I think that everybody's hopeful. Everybody says, you know what, we are optimistic, but we are still going to sit and watch. There's a lot of complaints that human rights weren't addressed. But you know what? I think you get your one foot in the door, you start the conversation, and then you move your way into all the things that need to be addressed. And we've got these people in handcuffs. I mean, ever since China kind of locked down the North Korean economy, they've got nothing. They've got nothing. China was the only thing they had, and now they've got nothing. So they need to do this. And I think Kim Jong-un sees himself as more, he wants to be a superstar on the world stage. And he knows that if he's locked himself into his own country, that's never going to happen.
See, I don't think that's true at all. I think he wants to be in a palace by himself, count his money, and he wouldn't care whether he was in North Korea or whether he was on a beach in Hawaii. I don't think.
Yeah, but see, I think Rich is likes right the publicity. Because, yeah.
Yeah.
He likes Western culture. He's drawn to the Hazagaz. I mean, for God's sake, Dennis Rodman's his favorite basketball player. He likes the flash. He likes that, the fur and the piercings. It's
well, that's
very
why I suggested he wouldn't
he
really care whether he was in charge or not. All right, let's go around the room and have one word attributed to the summit. Richie, you've had your time, so we'll come back to you around the table. All right, well, Richie says hopeful. Victoria, what do you say? One word.
Go to someone else. I'm thinking.
Good, then
Jennifer.
I want a double.
All right, Joe, go ahead.
Symbolic. Yes. Oh, my word would be symbolic.
Okay.
I'm not smart enough to talk about that. I'm just going to tell you his real problem is maintaining control once his people get a taste of Western affluence, and that is his real nightmare. Okay, that's what's going on.
Well, that's what happens everywhere when you get a taste.
That's
happens.
Right.
That's why communism really will ultimately fail in China. People are either trying to keep everybody happy by sort of being
Right, he has to have it. He has to take it. It's kind of weird. It's a weird medicine he's got to take, and that's what he's thinking about. Once they allow U.S. business interests in, and McDonald's, and Chick-fil-A, whatever it's called, that's that he starts to worry about.
Well,
okay, how does he
keep control? And then we get to Victoria with her word, but apparently, North Korea is kind of stuck in this economic kind of quasi middle ground, where everything used to be run by the government, and you got vouchers from the government for everything, for your home, for education, to go to school, you got a voucher, to get a loaf of bread that day, you got a voucher, to get a little bit of rice and water, you got a voucher. And then there started to be kind of this this money circulating, and people started negotiating with each other for goods and services and cutting the government out. And so North Korea is kind of in this middle ground where they don't really control the economy 100%. And Kim Jong-un saw this coming and said, I don't have total control because I don't control 100% of the money that people are using to negotiate for goods and services now. Something needs to change. And that's part of what's going on here.
All right, Victoria, your word.
You can't control.
Well, I think in the interest of being optimistic, I think I will say it was optimistic. That would be my word. I'm optimistic and hopeful, like Rich said, that, I wish that we didn't have to foot the bill for his limo and his hotel, but, it's $100,000+, right?
Yeah.
Up next on the Talk Radio Review, Mrs. Clinton mocks Mr. Comey. Number two will be our focus as we start from the top and go to the bottom as time allows on our Talk Radio Review. Rich McFadden, Joe Crummy, host of Evil Thoughts, a podcast that you may want to check out. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, I'm Doug Steffen with some advice on how to cleanse your body of those harmful, horrible parasites that are in your body, toxic agents that are all part of what causes disease. the most basic cause of the problems you have in your body are a compromised immune system, the inflammation that comes from not being able to clean your body, cleansing things like fluoride out of your body, for example, but other things that cause gas. Your kidneys and colon are compromised, all kinds of things from outside intruders that come into your digestive system, affect your entire body. You want to clean your bod, and you can do that courtesy of a fine product called Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea works. It's a proprietary herbal formula. Gently cleanses your body. Have a cup of this every day, and you'll rid your body of toxins and molds and parasites and bacteria. I'm here to tell you it works. Victoria and I drink it every day while we're on the air. The food's so different today than it was 50, 60, 70 years ago. That's why you need this. We used to thrive on the great things we grow in our garden, but now not many people have gardens, and when you buy the food in the store, it's got herbicides and pesticides, and thanks to GMOs and Monsanto, you're getting a pretty rough diet. So if you want to clean your body up, go to GetTheTea.com. The only way you can get Life Change Tea is to go to GetTheTea.com, use the discount code DJV, and that'll mean free shipping for you. Can't get it in a store, got to buy it online at GetTheTea.com. You're asking specifically for Life Change Tea, which will change your life, cleanse your body. Go to GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJV to get it shipped free.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, it's Chris from Noro Coffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased Noro Coffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for Noro Coffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With Noro Coffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at GetNoroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNoroCoffee.com. GetNoroCoffee.com.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. It's the Talk Radio Review with Doug and Joe and Jennifer and Victoria and Richie. The Clinton email investigation, I believe Mrs. Clinton, well, is she taking this seriously or she takes a shot at Comey? Comey seems deserves to have a shot from what I can see. Here's a guy, he's a really strange, this guy's a strange dude. Man, he's got...
That guy's in the middle of a firing range and Democrats and Republicans are shooting at each other and he's standing in the middle.
Yeah.
And well, the reason she took a shot at him is that he's investigating her for using private email as he's using private email. He's not even using private server, though. He's using Gmail. Gmail, which if you want to talk about what's secure and, you know, the priority level here, hello, that's why she said, but my emails, she tweeted back at him, which was kind of funny. This Inspector General report just confirmed what we already know. The government lies to us. They treat each other favorably. Yeah. And I don't know if there's a lot of breaking news. There was, when in talking about her email, remember Obama said, oh, I didn't know until I read it in the media that she was using a private email address. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently that was one of the high-level executives that she was writing back and forth with. So they're lying to us on all sides, all parties, and there's a swamp, that's for sure.
Oh, it's a total swamp. But what's fascinating about it is that's how they split the baby in Washington, D.C., because what they've done is they've thrown a very big bone to Trump. They've said Comey is compromised, whatever. He kind of screwed up. And that gives credence then to Trump's first statement on firing him, that it's not about obstruction of justice. It's that Comey deserved to be canned. Trump a bone. Right. I'm not going to argue with you about that, but they're throwing Trump a bone. They're saying to him, and I don't know if this is going to be enough, because I'm not so sure it is, but I'm saying that they're telling Trump, look, we'll give you this. We'll stick the shiv in the back of Mueller for you, although we're going to ignore all the bias in the FBI. You understand how that works? That's what they're doing. That's what I think.
Much ado about nothing. All right, you want to pick a word for this? The email investigation, pick one word, Joe.
Not over.
Okay. Jennifer.
It's two words.
That was two words.
No, I said it as what? Not over. Okay. I thought about it. Not over.
Hi. Jennifer.
Well, I already said it. Swampy.
Ugh. Swampy.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
All right, Victoria, what about you? I'm not going to somebody else either. Come on. Come up with a word.
Exhausting.
Don't sidestep.
Exhausting.
That's great.
Very good word.
Exhausted by this whole
thing. Very good. It's exhausting. Yes, that's a great word. Richie, word for you?
Enlightening.
What?
Yeah.
Enlightening. There's no enlightenment here. It's garbage.
Yeah, it is. The government is. It's all fixed. Well, they're all in it for each other.
That's
and they're
enlightenment?
Not in it for us.
You're just learning that now? What's the matter with you?
It just enlightens what we already knew.
21 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Stunning and breathtakingly beautiful, passionate, artistic and musical excellence. These are all words that have been spoken in expression of how people feel after experiencing an evening of Spanish flamenco by dancer Savannah Fuentes. On Friday, June 29th, you too can see the beauty of this dance and hear the musical stylings brought in a live concert by flamenco dancer Savannah Fuentes, singer Jose Moreno, and guitarist Pedro Cortez, live in concert at Reading School of the Arts beginning at 8 p.m. Friday, June 29th. To get tickets for this June 29th concert, go to brownpapertickets.com. That's brownpapertickets.com and type in the word Feria, spelled F-E-R-I-A. Or for more information on an evening of Spanish flamenco, call Patrick at 510-1903. That's 510-1903.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review. Say hi to John and Lisa and some other folks listening to the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits and talk radio courtesy of the work done by Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. They have Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all of it, along with a list every week that we are talking about at talkers.com. So, we've been through number one, the summit, number two, the email, number three, the G7 meeting last weekend. Another yawner, as far as I can see. A lot of people trying to make a big deal out of the Trudeau, Trump, is it a spat? What are we, how do we describe?
I think the eyebrow gate was the biggest thing to come out of it.
Eyebrow gate, yes. Yeah. There we go. Yeah.
Where everybody thought he lost his eyebrow and he had fake eyebrows, but actually it was just a shadow and a lighting trick.
That's the most important thing that came out of it.
I think that was the funnest.
I didn't
thing.
Even hear anything about that.
Oh, my God. No, it was. It
what
was,
I thought was interesting was the suggestion that Russia be brought back in and make it the G8 again after they were booted a few years ago for conduct
of
becoming a country.
I don't understand the motivation for that.
Why they were kicked out or why he wants to bring them back?
I know why they were kicked out. Why does Trump want to? Why is he the only one who wants to bring him back? I don't get it.
Because they're pals. They're friends. Well, he helped him get elected. Why shouldn't he have him, you know, come back?
They were kicked out because of the Crimea invasion.
Yeah, I know. And, yeah, I get all that. Yeah. But why does Trump want them back? That's what I don't understand. Look, I'm not a Trump fan. We know that. But I'm resisting making all the low-hanging fruit jokes here. But I want a real answer.
I think that's great.
But I want a real answer. Really, why does he think that Russia should be back in it?
Okay. I think Trump looks at it as a way to control. If he has Vlad at the table, there's a couple things. One, he wants better relations with Vlad because he can see as he pulls out of North Korea, which ultimately he's going to have to pull his troops out, he can see that China's going to be flexing their military muscle. So he wants to be able to be tight with Vlad as a counterweight against China in the region. That's one thing. Secondly, he wants Vlad at the table as much as possible because, say, like you give up Crimea, we got nothing. So he's going to look at Crimea and he's going to go, okay, Vlad, you're going to take Crimea. You've been lusting after it for 500 years. I'm not getting in the way of that, but what do I get elsewhere? What do I get in Syria? What do I get? I don't know. It's above my pay grade, but what do I get over here? He wants him at the table because he sees everything. Excuse me. Got the same head cold everybody else has. He sees everything as leverage, so he'd rather have him at the table. Because once he gets them to the table, then he can negotiate with them. That's why he wants them at the table.
I'm down with that.
And I can see no one cares, but I mean, that's, what it is.
No.
Right? It's not. That's what he wants.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Mm-hmm. I'm good with that. Well, can I tell you what the real fear here is? China.
Yeah.
China is really kind of playing this whole thing perfectly. And they are slowly but surely, like in 1979 or whatever, when they started going to a real economy, they are investing in the future, and we are still investing in the past when it comes to textiles and steel and just all those kind of things. And China is investing in technology, stealing all of our technological secrets, and just that's the thing that scares me. Russia is broke. They don't stand a chance.
Yeah, I agree. Economy. I think Russia has always had very good PR with how much of a threat they are, but they're really, I don't really think they are that much of a threat.
But
China, I agree
economy.
With you. But I agree with you, Rich. China, I have been calling China the frenemy for a long time. Exactly. They act like our friend. They're really our enemy.
And, you know, Trump sees that, and that's why he's trying to slam these tariffs on them this weekend.
Well, that's why
because
the G7
they keep stealing. Right, exactly.
That's why it's important that he's...
What do they have to gain is the question that I always ask, because without us, they don't have a real part. They don't have a buying partner. They don't
little by
have,
little, they keep growing their economic power, and then someday they will be number one.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. There's the bright look for the future, folks, from the folks on our panel. Up next, primaries from last week on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. It's good for my energy. It's good for all kinds of other things. Suzanne, you've been there for 20 years, so you've seen some great stories, I'm going to bet, right?
For me, Doug, I have been on it for over 15 years for the arthritis. There's lots of benefits to the Calitrin other than just your weight loss. Whether you have 5 or 10 pounds or if you have 105 or 10 pounds, Calitrin can help. It's drug-free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your diabetics, your heart patients. So there's no drugs and no stimulants whatsoever.
Calitrin. You're a friend of ours. You'll be a friend of theirs when you get on this program. Lose the weight, Calitrin. You go to toploss.com. Use DJV as the code. You can also call them at 833-TOPLOSS, 833-867-5677 to talk to somebody that's an expert, or online at toploss.com.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drug stores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
Holiday Harbor on Shasta Lake has it all for your summer fun. Great deals on the best boats, from full-size houseboats to patio boats, fishing boats, wakeboards, paddleboards, jet skis, and pool toys. Shasta Lake has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat lakes in the nation. And Holiday Harbor has the best service, according to customers who come back year after year. They feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. Holiday Harbor, exit 695, or go to lakeshasta.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
With the changing of seasons, maybe it's time for a change for your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to discover River Point. River Point, by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is located in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, featuring RV parking, energy efficiency, exceptional interior and exterior features. And just wait until you see the kitchens. Designer kitchens, Palomar Builders has spared no expense in the room you spend much of your time in. They feature granite countertops, plus many other quality amenities, and your stylish master suite. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing. Discover River Point in South Reading by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. So make plans to come see the beautiful model home at River Point in South Reading. For more information, contact Debbie Morgan, Coldwell Banker, CNC Properties at 604-2127. River Point in South Reading with Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's time now for a continuation of a focus on this week's happenings in the News Talk Radio world. a conventional idea that's been around for decades, thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine. And so we have a different list every week. And now we're starting at the top because it appears I have been distracted sometimes as I host this program, start at the bottom, and we never get to the top. So now we start at the top, and we work our way to the bottom.
I'm Casey Kasem. This is the number one song, and we'll see you next week.
That's right.
Goodbye, everybody.
Rich McFadden is here. Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy. His evil thoughts is available or are available. Well, every day he's got a different evil thought.
Yes, sir.
Wherever you get your podcast, iTunes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the primaries and the fact that a sort of traditional Republican, Sanford, lost. He took a shot at the president. So what? He was a loser anyway. Wasn't he the one that got into trouble with
his... Yes. He had the affair.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten about that. You know, he looked familiar. I go, who is this guy? He was the guy that said he was hiking the Appalachian Trail, but he flew to South America because he had a girlfriend.
Oh, that guy?
Yes.
Yes, I forgot. He was the governor. He was missing. He was missing in action. They go, where's the governor? And he was out having a little situation.
Found his true love.
Yeah. Whatever happened.
On the top of
I forgot
mountain.
About that part, too. Anyway, so that's the guy. And he
that's the
apparently,
guy.
That's
blamed
guy apparently
Trump
was...
because Trump supported his opponent. Okay, so we don't never look in the mirror, sir.
Well, it's funny because people kind of worked his affair and his missing days into the attack on him in that, like, his opponent that ran against him in their TV ads would say, it's time for him to take a hike and... It just little
this
digs,
time for real.
Little
no, this
digs
time for
like
real.
That. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this time for real. And then Trump tweeted, he was funny. He said he's better off in Argentina anyways. That was pretty funny.
Right.
Help yourself. Okay. So other primary wins, California, what, there are 8 states, I think, that had primaries for gubernatorial contests. I don't think there's anything striking that came out of it other than the Sanford thing. So let's keep moving. Number 5. Well, what? You got something else to say?
Are you going to bring up that Cal exit thing where they're going to split the state of California into 3 different states?
Well, that's number 9 on the countdown.
Oh, okay. Well,
Cal 3.
I'll stand down.
We can do that now for a minute. It's kind of actually amusing to have the state of California divided into 3 separate states, Northern California, Southern California, and California.
And right. So
it is kind of already like that.
It is.
I would bet that... Yeah. I think that the chances of peace with North Korea are much better than the chance of actually splitting California into 3. So,
right.
I
think people in California...
There's no way it's going to happen.
Right, and I think people in California just need to just kind of take a beat and go, okay, we live in California, this is it. And if you don't like it, the people who want it to be a sanctuary state, they want to break away from, they want it to be its own country.
Go somewhere
now they
else.
Want 3 different states.
No.
Then just move. You either accept the fact that you live in California
theory.
Or move.
Yeah, the state is run
theory.
By lunatics, and there are lots of people who live in the state who are lunatics. Fortunately for me, I don't live there full time, so I can't be considered a lunatic. Crummy, you do live there full time, and I think most people do think you are a lunatic. So,
and I am a lunatic, but I'll say this: it doesn't matter to me which group of leftists is running me. They're all the same as far as I'm concerned. So I don't even care. And it's never going to happen. Although there is
bad lefties, I thought.
No, they're just lefties. Right now, they're just all lefties to me. I mean, like it's going to be. But the conspiracy theory is don't go.
I want to throw something into the mix. As long as we're talking about lefties and righties and stuff.
Yeah, here we go.
Here's something. This is why. These stories that we go through that become the cream of the crop, they rise to the top of the discussions on a lot of talk radio programs that are surveyed, talk radio programs, hosts, the stations. That's where these discussion topics come up with. That's how we get to the top 10. So as an example of the complete, the stuff that we were talking about before, what do you expect from the government kind of, when it gets to the Clinton emails or things about, the running of the government. People confuse bureaucracy with elected, the elected side and the bureaucratic side of running things. But there's a perfect example of something that's floating around. A program that started a couple of years into the Obama administration that was supposed to find people jobs. And it was millions of dollars spent. And out of the millions of dollars, it was started, he heralded, it's like this. And I've heard every other president say the same thing. I've heard governors say the same thing. But this is what drives people nuts. And it is legitimately a way to drive people nuts. Here's this program has millions of dollars that was set aside to help people get jobs. And 17 people, there was an investigation done of this thing, and 17 people got jobs out of it. Out of this, the 17 people in a, I guess, someplace in Kentucky, but millions of dollars were spent on this program trying to get things to turn things around for people in the coal mining towns. And this is the stuff that we ought to, I think, to a point be thinking about, don't you? Look at this stuff. But there's so much of it because there's so much money there. They have so much at their disposal. We keep borrowing more money to do stuff like this, and it doesn't go anywhere. So
I think, and I haven't read this report that you're
reading.
Right,
I haven't either.
But the that job program, if this is the same thing that I'm remembering with the coal mine thing, that's that was basically training coal miners, who existing coal miners and younger people who would probably, their fate and destiny would probably be in a coal mine if they were still open. But that was training people in tech jobs and transferring their skill set and learning, you know, having them learn
other things.
So how
come only 17 people got jobs out of it?
I haven't read what you're reading, so I don't know what the other details are of it. I don't know. But I think that's the same program, though, that you're talking about.
Yeah, it is the same program. Anyway, it's a digression from, I just, I'm throwing that out there because I think there's so much of that, and it becomes a distraction because there's so much where you can't keep up with it.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, the Trump-Russia investigation. We may have taken care of this already by our discussion of Putin and his friend, Mr. Trump, and the allegations back and forth. Should the Russians be a part of the G7? I think all of this stuff belongs jumbled together, frankly. And by the way, we've had this thing on the story list for since last year.
The entire time I've been on the show.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? What the hell? It's nothing more than the same, there's the Comey side of it and Mueller and...
I think it's a coping mechanism. I think it's a coping mechanism for those who lost the election. It's like therapy for them. It's impeachment porn. It keeps them. It's oxygen.
Impeachment porn.
That's what it is. It's impeachment porn.
I've never
porn.
Heard that phrase before. Rich, you ever hear that?
Well,
impeachment porn.
It's out there now. Really? No, it's out there now because I talk about it on the Evil Thoughts podcast.
Yeah.
Evil
Thoughts.
That's what it is. Yeah. You know, it keeps people like,
And do we say the same thing about immigration? Enforcement, the latest fiasco, who's paying what? So what? Nothing's happening. It's just yak. What is important, and this is really how this affects you, number seven is the interest rate and how the Fed has increased it twice this year and going to do it again a couple of times. I was with a banker last night at dinner, and he sees this as a slowdown. He's in the mortgage business. And he sees this as a way to slow down the heat, the housing prices.
Yeah, housing
they're
is hot
going
right now.
Fast, and this is they want to slow it down.
Yeah.
So
or else we'll end up where we were 10 years ago.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll talk about that in a moment here on the Talk Radio Review. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy. Those of you who are studying your sleep on the weekend, sleep during the week. Are you getting 7 hours? There isn't a week that goes by that there isn't some kind of research that comes out about how it affects the, if you're getting enough sleep, it's good for your nervous system, good for your digestion, it's good for this, it's good for that. So I can look at those studies and talk about them, and then I can apply what I learned to my advice to you from the folks at MyPillow. Get good pillows. Have good mattresses, mattress covers, sheets, all of that stuff. And it's interesting, this week MyPillow is celebrating a very interesting milestone in that they won the Guinness Book of World Records pillow fight. So if for no other reason, you ought to go get the report at MyPillow.com of that. But while you're there, save 50% using the DJV code. You want pillow cases, you want mattresses, you want the small pillows, you want the big pillows, whatever you want, enjoy 50% off for the premium pillows, the go-anywhere pillows, all the things that are there. The pillows made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. Made in the USA, 10-year warranties, 60-day money-back guarantee on anything on the site. So try it. You don't like it, send it back. Get your money back. No other pillow manufacturer or mattress manufacturer, but that matter is going to give you that kind of detailed and lifetime warranty. And really, it's really better, 10 years on a pillow. Hello. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Get you all the bargains, save you money, get a better night's rest. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown, show number 10, as we go through the stories for this past week, the week of June 11th to the 15th. This is the official list from Talkers Magazine. Football action, Major League Baseball. Yep, football. Some of the camps are already starting a little action. Most of them will report in July, but some of the players who want to stay in shape, get ready, are already working at it. Major League Baseball, okay, kind of cool. Whether or not there's going to be, I think there's going to be at least one team that's won this year wants to go to the White House. Anyway, the Washington Capitals, I think, are going to go to the White House. Number 9, the proposal to cut California into 3 separate states. Number 8, Robert De Niro's speech at the Tonys. Number 7, the Fed interest rate scale going up. Illegal immigration is 6. Russia investigations 5. Primaries 4. G7 meeting 3. The Clinton email investigation is number 2. And the results of the summit, number 1 this week, from the Talk Radio Countdown show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, I have a question for you. Has your doctor recently hinted that maybe you needed to lose some weight? Well, I have the product for you. It's called Calitrin, and it's been helping customers safely lose weight for 20 years. Just listen to what a few of our customers have to say.
Hi, this is Adrian from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have been on Calitrin and lost 20 pounds so far. It makes me feel wonderful. I have a lot more energy. I sleep a lot better at night, and I just enjoy the product.
Hi, this is Craig from Nebraska. I've lost 40 pounds in Calitrin. Takes it off real easy.
Hi, this is Anna Sparks, and I'm from Waco, Texas, and I have lost 25 pounds.
See, everybody's losing weight with Calitrin, and you can too. Just go to our website, toploss.com, and don't miss out. We have our huge special right now where when you buy a 90-day supply of Calitrin, you're getting a whole month free and free shipping on top of that. Again, our number is 1-800-325-4366 or go to toploss.com.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
People in the focus on the Talk Radio Review countdown from number 10 to number 1 puts Tim Draper at number 10, Mr. De Niro, Robert De Niro at number 9, Paul Manafort, is he going to jail? Maybe. Connected to Mueller, who's number 7, Mark Sanford,
I didn't win because Donald Trump is a bully. Okay.
Number 6, he didn't win. Hillary Clinton, number 5, she's always a winner in a manner of speaking. Number 4, James Comey. Number 3, Justin Trudeau. I don't know. What do we make of all that Clinton-Trudeau, the spat? They'll be fine. Next week, they'll be pals again. Kim Jong-un. Look at that. Presidential pal. Number 1 is Kim Jong-un, at least at the moment. And I guess maybe unless you're pals with yourself, Donald Trump likes himself. I think that's fair to say. He's number 1 this week, as he has been and usually will be, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. 46 after the hour, Talk Radio Review. Number 7 on the countdown list from Talkers Magazine this week as we review things going on in the world of news talk. The Fed has raised the interest rate, and one wonders if you're interested in the outcome of that, what it may lead to. The housing market is so hot in most areas of the country right now, prices unheard of, and interest rates having been low, it made the housing market even hotter. But if we don't have enough houses, where do people live? I guess that's a question. If we can't keep building houses because the population keeps increasing, although that brings you around to another discussion, the people who are born here or who are American citizens, that population is not increasing. Population of people coming to this country legally and illegally is where the population increase is coming. But everybody still needs to have a place to live. So anyway, the interest rate going up a quarter of a point, does that slow the housing market down, the interest in buying houses, who's eligible to buy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? The president of my little bank here in Framingham, Massachusetts says, yep, that's exactly what it'll do, and that's kind of what they want, because the banking industry would rather have fewer loans with high interest because it costs them less to service them than a lot of loans with low interest. So this may be, once again, the wink-wink here is that the banking business is they're the ones benefiting from this, not the public. If you have fewer homes being sold but the interest rate's higher, better for the banks.
Right. And there's pressure on the rental market now, too. The rents are going to go up.
Yeah, rents are higher.
Because you can't find
all right.
Rents are
one
higher.
Rents were out of control for a while.
But right, well, they're going higher. That's it. It is.
Yep. Yeah.
It's all going, everything's going higher. The other thing we ought to spend a moment on here, and that's all we have, is the Robert De Niro speech at the Tonys and people cheering him for being obscene. I don't get I kind of like
it. Is anybody really shocked? It's Hollywood.
It was very inappropriate for that night, though. The rest of the Tonys did not have that tone. It was not political, and then he just, maybe he's losing it.
Everybody expects it. No, he's not losing it. It's they all think it.
I don't know. I think
they
he's
all
losing
say
it.
I agree with you, and I have a weird sympathy for a lot of these people because they're in the bubble, man. I mean, and it's easy to be in the hater bubble. It's everywhere, and so they it's like you're being Kathy Griffin. You know, you're conditioned like it's okay, it's cool, it's all right. Okay, I'm gonna say it, then you say it.
There's
nobody telling you no.
Yeah. Well, I just said no, Joe. No go, Joe. Joe Crummy from Evil Thoughts, the podcast. Richard McFadden.
Thank you.
Victoria Keelan. Doug Steffen. 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time, a review of the big issues, the big news this week from technology as to how it impacts you. Victoria Keelan here to do the honors, starting at number 5 and going to number 1. Good news for, I guess this is for Amazon itself, not necessarily for the people that work there. Would you agree, Victoria?
Yeah, it's good news for Amazon, Starbucks, and other large companies that are based in Seattle. Just a month after the city of Seattle passed what was considered to be a controversial corporate head tax aimed at Amazon and other large businesses that they would have used that money to fund homeless programs, the city council, in a surprising move, actually rescinded the plan after Amazon and Starbucks and other firms got together and said that it was just completely unfair that they would have to pay a $275 tax per employee, and that's from any company that makes $20 million a year or more. And so that there are a bunch of companies out there that fit that bill, and so the city was trying to kind of pass that tax on to the companies. It wouldn't affect any of the taxpayers. It's one of the reasons why they did it. They said that it was kind of their workaround. That's how stadiums often get built. They have a tax on something that doesn't actually hit the consumer and the individual taxpayer, but in this case, Amazon and all the other companies just fought back and said that was just too much. So we'll see. But Seattle is still dealing with a bad homelessness problem. It's up another 4% just this year alone.
That's not Amazon's fault. That's
not Amazon's fault.
No.
But Seattle has to figure something out. That's
so
their, that
let them
the
figure
goal.
It out of the taxes that are already collected. What are they? This is outrageous. This is more of a way to get into people's pockets than anything else. It's the same old stuff. Fix the problem. Don't just keep grabbing people's money. So number 4 on our way to number 1 this week on the countdown of the hot things from technology, Victoria.
Microsoft is in the news this week. They are rolling out some new changes to their Office 365 program, which actually serves 800 million people around the world use Microsoft Office. And so they've got some new bells and whistles. They have a new the new version of it. It has been streamlined. It's going to be easier to use. It's got different colors now and different icons. There's more contrast when you look at it. It actually, overall, it looks a lot better, and it's easier to work with. Microsoft Outlook, which of course runs most people's email systems at work, they also are going to get a few little tweaks in there, making things easier to search. So it will populate the search bar for you based on things that you're already working on. So it will make your, if you're looking for a contact or looking for an old email, it will use AI to help get you your search results a lot faster. So it's a new algorithm in there, which is great.
Number 3. Look out if you are doing your DNA testing.
You have to be really careful where you send your DNA to, everyone. And MyHeritage.com is not a site that you want to send your DNA to. It's, of course, the cheapest one. It's $59, whereas 23andMe could be a couple hundred. So you get what you pay for. They were hacked this week, and where they announced that they had been hacked. Anyone who used the service, MyHeritage.com, before October 26th of last year, you have been affected. There's a data breach, and your email addresses, and they say medical histories and things like that were not affected. I do not believe that. So if you have any of your stuff on that site, you may want to consider yanking your account. And if you do want to keep your account, make sure you change your password immediately.
This week saw the end of net neutrality officially. That's number 2.
Net neutrality is officially gone, and so the FCC, this is the repeal of the rules that were put in place under the Obama administration to essentially force Internet service providers to not prioritize. So small businesses get the same treatment as Amazon and large businesses do. All of that's gone now, and 29 states have introduced bills that keep certain components of the net neutrality rules alive. However, of those 29 states, 12 of them have already failed to pass their proposed bills. There are a lot more pending. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, Oregon, Washington, and Vermont have successfully passed net neutrality legislation, and governors from Hawaii, New Jersey, New York, and Montana, Rhode Island, and Vermont are actually working on doing that. So if you want to have net neutrality, they all say contact your local representatives and make your voice heard.
Number 1 is something that most people are not going to find a benefit other than the stockholders for AT&T and Time Warner. How's that going to work?
Yeah, this was the big news. This has been coming very, very, this news has been in the headlines for a long time now. It's the federal judge ruled this week that AT&T can move forward. They have finalized the deal. They have acquired Time Warner for $85 billion. So that will affect prices going down the road for sure.
Yep. All right, so there you have it in a wrap, the overview of the big technology stories every week, courtesy of the DJV program and Victoria Keelan.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Special counsel Robert Mueller is examining a previously undisclosed meeting between longtime Trump confidant Roger Stone and a Russian figure.
In May 2016, Stone met with a man who identified himself as Henry Greenberg and allegedly tried to sell dirt on Hillary Clinton. Stone and a Trump campaign aide who arranged the meeting now believe the man was an FBI informant trying to set them up in a bid to undermine the Trump campaign. But Greenberg denied to the Washington Post that he was working for the FBI when he met with Stone.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says the meeting was described in a pair of letters sent to the House Intelligence Committee last week. At least five people were killed, several others hurt, as an SUV carrying more than a dozen people suspected of being illegal immigrants crashed while fleeing from Border Patrol agents in South Texas Sunday. Dimmitt County Sheriff Marion Boyd says the SUV went out of control at more than 100 miles an hour and overturned on Texas Highway 85, ejecting most of the occupants. Many common prescription medications are associated with increased risk of depression, and a new study finds that combination of these medications may lead to significant risk.
The Food and Drug Administration requires that all pharmaceutical manufacturers report any new diagnoses which occurred during clinical trials or after approval of their medication. The events reported are not necessarily due to the medication. They may be due to the disease for which the medicine has been prescribed. Nevertheless, both healthcare professionals and patients need to be vigilant for the onset of depression and to consider if medication is contributing. This is Dr. Charles Snyderman reporting from Washington.
Authorities say a number of fistfights broke out at an all-night New Jersey arts festival Saturday, and the event was on the verge of being shut down when gunfire erupted. A suspect was killed. 22 other people were injured, some critically, and police say they've got two others in custody. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
If you or someone you know is blind from retinitis pigmentosa, there may now be light at the end of the tunnel. Known as the Second Sight Argus II Retinal Prosthesis System, this is the only FDA-approved treatment for end-stage retinitis pigmentosa. Find out more by calling 800-499-7620. Call 800-499-7620 to learn more about an FDA-approved system that provides some artificial vision for those blinded by retinitis pigmentosa. Once again, the number to call is 800-499-7620. Call now. Argus II is indicated for patients who are completely blind due to retinitis pigmentosa. Possible side effects that may require further treatment include wound reopening, low eye pressure, serious infection in the eye, and retinal detachment. For more information, including all potential risks associated with the device and procedure, call 800-499-7620. That's 800-499-7620, or visit our website at info.secondsight.com.
The Aquarius rescue ship has docked in the Spanish port of Valencia after a week-long odyssey carrying migrants around the Mediterranean Sea.
The boat, operated by aid groups SOS Mediterranean Sea and Doctors Without Borders, touched land this morning with 106 migrants on board. An Italian Coast Guard ship had already arrived in Valencia with 270 of the total 630 migrants that the Aquarius saved off Libyan shores over a week ago. Meanwhile, another Italian Navy vessel with the rest of the migrants from the Aquarius will arrive later today.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reports that Italy and Malta had denied entry to the rescue ship last Saturday. Spain then stepped in and offered to let it land. Japanese disaster authorities say more than 90 people were injured in the strong earthquake in Osaka Monday. A magnitude 6.1 shaker struck the city and the surrounding area about 8 a.m., at least three people dead. More on these stories at townhall.com. Overseas, the Golden Arches are going green.
McDonald's is switching to paper straws in the United Kingdom and Ireland and says it will test alternative straws at its American restaurants later this year. McDonald's has been pressured to scrap plastic straws that end up in oceans and harm sea life.
Correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. The Israeli military Sunday said it carried out four airstrikes targeting Palestinians, launching burning kites and balloons into southern Israel. No one was injured in the strikes, but it marked an escalation in Israel's response to a phenomenon that's wreaked havoc on fields and nature reserves in southern Israel in recent weeks. Burning kites set fields ablaze in more than a dozen locations on a hot, windy, dry Saturday. The army says two of the airstrikes targeted vehicles and infrastructure in the Gaza Strip belonging to Palestinians who were involved in launching arson balloons. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because...
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diver.
I'm Greg Bell, and this time around, the comedy begins with Jack and the Gang. And later, it's George Burns and Gracie Allen. For his first 16 years on radio, Jack Benny was a mainstay on NBC. His Sunday evening program was a perennial top five series in the ratings. In a 1944 contract he signed with sponsor the American Tobacco Company, the makers of Lucky Strike cigarettes, he was paid $22,000 per week. Ah, but that was for what was called a complete package, meaning for that weekly amount, Benny was also responsible for paying the cast, orchestra, writers, sound effects artists, and so on. In early 1949, though, although Lucky Strike would continue as his sponsor, the Jack Benny program jumped ship and ended up at CBS. All the reasons were many and complicated. A major one, indeed, was tax-related. Benny had signed with a new talent agency, MCA, back in 1946, and that company's president, Lou Wasserman, came up with a way to save his clients tons of money. At the time, higher-earning radio performers were subject to immense income tax percentages, more than three-quarters of their salary in some examples. But Wasserman realized that if his clients incorporated themselves as a business, they would instead pay a corporate tax of no more than 25%. It was a move NBC resisted, but CBS was willing to try. The episode we have right now is from about 3 years after Jack had switched networks. It's from the evening of February 17th, 1952.
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wolf.
and gentlemen, last night, Jack Benny returned from his trip to New York. As we look in on him, he's going through his clothes closet and picking out some suits to send to the cleaners.
Let's see, I'll send this blue one, maybe the gray one. I wore that a couple of times in New York. Yeah, it better be cleaned. It's got lipstick all over the lapel. Gee, those subways are crowded. Oh, Rochester! Rochester!
You call me, boss?
Yes, send these suits to the cleaners, will you please?
Yes, sir.
Where have you been for the past hour?
I've been straightening up my room.
Oh.
And I've been meaning to talk to you about my room for a long time, boss. It's getting kind of shabby, and I think it's time it was fixed up a little.
Fixed up?
Yeah, I wish you'd come take a look at it.
Okay, come on. I think you're making a mountain out of a molehill.
No, I'm not. My room is so old-fashioned.
Oh, stop exaggerating. Every time you want something done, you make a big thing out of it.
There, boss, take a look for yourself.
Roger, it's so dark in your room, I can't see a thing.
Wait a minute, I'll light the gas.
Yeah.
There, that's better.
Let's see now. It doesn't look... Rochester, you left your pajama pants on the floor.
Oh, yeah, I'll hang them up.
Those are just the pants. What'd you do with the tops?
Tops? You ought to know I don't wear them.
I ought to know why.
Don't you remember the ad I answered when I first came to work for you?
No, what did the ad say?
Wanted. Valet who only wears bottom of pajamas to work for gentlemen who only wears tops.
Oh, yes, we've split about six pairs since then, haven't we? Now, let's see. Rochester, your room doesn't look so bad. What do you think you'd need?
Well, I thought I'd like to have Venetian blinds.
Why do you want Venetian blinds?
I don't want anybody to know I ain't got a window.
Oh, stop. It'll make you happy. I'll have them paint a window on your wall.
Have them painted closed. I don't want to catch cold.
I will, I will.
I'll get it, boss.
Hello, Rochester.
Oh, come on in, Miss Livingston. Welcome back from New York.
Well, thank you. Say, you look kind of happy today.
I am. Mr. Benny's going to redecorate my room.
Oh, that's nice.
Say, Miss Livingston, maybe you can tell me something. Every room in this house has electricity in it but the servants' room. Why does that room have gas?
Well, it was done for convenience.
Convenience?
Yes, anybody that works for Mr. Benny eventually wants to kill himself.
Who is it, Rochester?
It's me, Jack.
Oh, well, hello, Mary. What are you doing over here?
Well, I just got a special delivery letter from Mama with some exciting news.
Oh, a letter from your mother, eh? Well, what does the hostess on the shrimp boat have to say?
My darling daughter, Mary, I know you'll be surprised getting this letter so soon after having been here, but I have news. Your sister Babe is coming out to visit you.
Babe? Say, that's wonderful news.
No, it isn't.
Oh.
Listen to the rest of the letter. Mary, the reason Babe is coming out to California is to get away from here and all the sad memories. Her boyfriend Wilbur is gone, and he met a very sad end. He worked for a brewery and fell into a vat of beer. They saved him from drowning in the beer, but he died from pneumonia, which he caught from everybody trying to blow the foam off him.
Oh, that's a shame.
This next paragraph's about you.
About me?
Yes.
Oh.
Tell Jack that after he spent the night here, we found that he'd left his toupee and his toothbrush. So we're mailing them to him. The one with the handle is the toothbrush.
As if I wouldn't know. Mary, ask your mother if she can... Come in!
Oh, hello, Jack. Mary.
Don, you're up. You're well.
Gee, it's good to see you again, Don.
Well, thanks.
So you're finally over your nervous breakdown.
Yes, Mary. The third psychiatrist I went to cured me.
The third psychiatrist? What was wrong with the first two?
Their couches broke. Oh.
What What'd you come by for, Don?
Well, I called the Sportsman's Quartet, and I was told that they were over here.
Yes, Don, and this time for our show, I had them prepare a song.
Oh, you did?
Yes, Don. You see, when you made your mistake on my TV show, and you said, be lucky, go happy, instead of be happy, go lucky, I wanted to make sure that you never make that mistake again. So I had the quartet prepare a number in which they give you excellent advice. Oh, boys, boys. Now sit down, Don. Now listen to this carefully. Take it, fellows.
Remember the way you say, be happy, go lucky.
Remember, be happy must come first, and then comes go lucky. If not, you'll wake up at NBC. Don't forget to remember. Remember you stood here at this mic and did the commercial that you like. If you want to stay with Lucky Strike,
tell Don how we'll all feel if he makes a mistake again.
We'll be missing you.
Jack, that was excellent advice, and I'm accepting it in the spirit in which it was given.
Good, good.
Well, I better be running along now. Come on, fellas.
So long, Don.
So long, Jack.
You know, Jack, it's good to see Don completely recovered.
It sure is.
Excuse me, Mr. Benny.
What is it, Rochester?
The Queen just came and picked up your gray suit, and he told me to congratulate you.
Congratulate? Oh, I got that in the subway. You know... Mary, I've been thinking about your mother's letter. It'll be nice company for you having your sister Babe stay with you.
Yes, and while she's here, Jack, I wish you'd be kind of nice to her. You know, she's peeved at you for saying all those awful things about her on the radio.
Oh, well, I'll make it up to her. The first day that she comes, I'll have her over for dinner. I'll have Rochester make something special. What does she like?
She likes most everything, but she's especially fond of meat.
Well, I'll broil some steaks, Miss Livingston. How does your sister like her meat cooked?
I don't know. She's never had it that way.
Look, Mary, you told me not to... Excuse me. Hello?
Hiya, Jackson. I called to see if I could miss tomorrow's rehearsal.
Tomorrow's rehearsal?
Yeah, I'm going to have a tooth pulled. That upper molar that has the bridge attached to it.
Oh, that's too bad. When did the tooth start hurting you?
1935.
1935? That was 17 years ago. Why didn't you have it pulled out then?
Because a fella told me I could ease the pain by holding a mouthful of bourbon.
Oh, did it work?
Gloriously.
But, Phil, how could you hold whiskey in your mouth for 17 years?
I didn't hold it, Jackson. I just let it flow under the bridge.
Okay, Phil, I guess you can miss rehearsal. Goodbye.
So long, Dad.
Oh, say, Phil.
Yeah.
I want to ask a little favor of you. My sponsor may be in town to see the show Sunday, and I'd like everything to be as dignified as possible.
Oh, what about it?
Well, please speak to Sammy, your drummer, and ask him to take the silhouette of that bathing beauty off of his bass drum.
That ain't no silhouette.
It isn't?
No, there's a midget inside.
Well, get her out of there.
All right, all right. So long, Buster.
Goodbye, goodbye. You know, Mary, that Phil really is a character, isn't he?
You can say that again, Jack.
Yeah, say it again, Mr. Benny.
Dennis, when did you come in?
While you were talking on the phone.
Oh.
I came over to see if you let me use your piano to rehearse my song.
I guess so. But, Dennis, you have a piano at home.
I know, but I can't get in my house. It's quarantined on account of smallpox.
Oh, smallpox? Oh, that's awful. Who's got it?
Me.
What?
Well, Dennis, you look fine. What makes you think you have smallpox?
Well, it must be me. My mother and father hung a quarantine sign in front of our house, and they haven't got it.
Dennis, look, I've got news for you. There's no smallpox in your house. Your parents are just trying to get rid of you.
Oh, well, if they're trying to get rid of me, why don't they do it in the usual way?
Well, what's the usual way?
Well, they start a game of blind man's buff, and while I'm it, they move.
Dennis, you can't blame your mother and father for wanting to get away from you occasionally. You drive people nuts with your silly talk. Why do you act this way?
Well, I have a good excuse. Once while my mother was bathing me, she dropped me on my head.
When you were a baby?
No, last week.
You had to ask him, Mary. I was going to leave it alone. You had to ask him. Dennis, my piano's over there. Rehearse your song and go already.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Program. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up right after this break.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in the wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future. And Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending many more four-year universities, and with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
And now back to the Jack Benny program on Win Radio Was.
Dennis, you sang that very well, but then why shouldn't you? You have such a wonderful voice, and it's such a beautiful song.
Whatever happened to that lousy song you wrote? You went all the way to New York to try to get it published. What an awful thing that is.
When you say I beg your pardon, then I'll come back to you.
Dennis, be quiet.
Huh?
When I came back from New York, I called you and everybody else and told them not to ask Jack about this song.
Mary, you called everybody?
Yes, Jack. I know how sensitive you are about what happened in New York, and I didn't want anyone to hurt your feelings.
Well, I appreciate your thoughtfulness, Mary, but you didn't have to do that. Just because I was unlucky in New York is no reflection on my song. I mean, even if they didn't want to publish it, the public loves it.
I'm more popular than that song, and I've got smallpox.
You have not. And Dennis, please, leave me alone. Go already.
But I can't get in my house.
Just get out of mine. Now go.
Come on, Dennis. Let's leave Jack alone. I'll drive you home.
Okay. Goodbye, Mr. Benny.
Bye, Jack.
Goodbye. Smart aleck kid. What does he know about songs? Mine has beautiful lyrics. Like the swallows at Sereno, return to Capistrano. Oh, yeah, I'm still tired from that trip. I think I'll go to bed.
How come you're going upstairs, Mr. Benny?
I'm a little tired, so I'm going to turn in early.
Well, I'll come up and make the bed for you.
Okay.
By the way, boss, I haven't had a chance to tell you, but I'm sorry your song was turned down in New York.
Well, I guess. Wait a minute, Rochester. I haven't mentioned a word about it to you. How'd you know my song was turned down?
When you got off the train, you were crying.
Well,
I haven't seen you so upset since the bank holiday in 1933.
Never mind. Gee, these shoes are tough to get off.
Here's your pajama tops.
Thanks. Wow, look at the color of them. Bright purple. Gee, the bed feels good.
Are you going to read a while?
No, Rochester. Turn out the light, please.
Yes, sir. Good night.
Good night, Rochester. Oh, boy, I'm sure tired.
That trip to New York took a lot out of me.
I'll feel better after a good night's sleep.
I've still got a lot of faith in my song.
Those 378 publishers I went to could be wrong. That song will be a classic someday. When you say I beg your pardon, then I'll come back to you. When you ask me to forgive you, I'll return. Like the swallows
ladies and gentlemen. There is quite a bit of excitement here tonight as the entire musical world gathers for the opening performance of the New York Symphony Orchestra here at Carnegie Hall.
Gee, I'm at Carnegie Hall.
Yes, this is a night that will long live in the memory of music lovers the world over, for it will witness the premiere performance of that classical composition, When You Say I Beg Your Pardon, Then I'll Come Back to You.
That's my song. My song. The New York Symphony is going to play my song.
However, before the conductor ascends the podium, we have a few minutes which I will use to describe the scene to you. This vast hall resembles a who's who of the music world. The seats are filled with such famous personages as Arturo Toscanini, Sir Thomas Beecham, and Andre Castellanos in the first row. In the second row, I see Alfred Wallenstein and Joscha Heifetz. Sitting on an aisle seat, I see Artur Rubinstein. And sitting under an aisle seat is Phil Harris. I will try to interview him. Ah, yes, I have caught his attention. He is coming this way. I'll see if I can get him to say a few words. Oh, Maestro. Maestro Harris.
What is it, Clyde?
Maestro, I understand that you are an associate of the composer we're honoring tonight.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody associated with him is here tonight. That is, everybody except Dennis Day.
Oh? And tell me, Maestro, why isn't Mr. Day here?
He couldn't come. His house is guaranteed.
That's quarantine!
Stupid Maestro. Maestro Harris is going back to his seat with a big smile for everyone.
Why shouldn't he smile? He's got the happiest teeth in town.
Ah, ladies and gentlemen, we're quite fortunate. Another of the composer's associates, Miss Mary Livingston, is here. I'll see if I can interview her. Oh, Miss Livingston? Miss Livingston?
Yes?
Did you come all the way from California to hear this concert?
Well, I didn't have to. You see, I was already here. I was visiting my family in Plainfield, New Jersey.
Oh, yes. Your family has a farm there.
That's right.
Is it a large farm?
Oh, just average. 60 chickens, 12 pigs, and 4.5 cows.
4.5 cows?
My sister Babe loves meat.
Yeah, I hope Babe ate the front half so they can still milk it.
And now ascending the podium is the head of New York's largest musical publishing company, Mr. Martin Jones. Oh, wait a minute. Mr. Jones is acting peculiar. He's taken a revolver from his pocket. He's ascending the podium. He is holding the pistol to his head. He's about to say something.
I'm killing myself because I turned down this wonderful song. Oh!
Mr. Jones has descended the podium. And now the great moment has arrived. The lights dim and a hush falls over the audience as Sergei Dmitrikov, the maestro who will conduct tonight, ascends the podium. He wraps his baton and the orchestra starts tuning up. This is a strange thing. The silhouette on the bass drum is dancing.
And Sammy never got her out of there.
And now the maestro is turning to the audience. He is about to speak. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sergei Dmitrikov.
How do you do? And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's my extreme pleasure to introduce the famous composer of that wonderful song, When You Say I Beg Your Pardon, Then I'm Coming Back to You. And here he is, Mr. Jigbeni. Jigbeni.
That's me ascending the podium.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Benny looks distinguished in those gray spat striped pants, white tie, and purple pajama top.
Gee,
Where did I get the striped pants?
Mr. Benny is going to honor this audience tonight by joining the orchestra as first violinist. The conductor is commanding the attention of the entire ensemble. All eyes are on him, including those of the silhouette. He raises his baton. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the orchestra plays "When You Say I Beg Your Pardon, Then I'll Come Back to You."
Chester.
Boss, I hate to wake you up. You had such a smile on your face, but it's time for dinner.
Thanks, Rochester. I just had the most wonderful dream.
Well, boss, an old saying that if you put a wishbone under your pillow, your dreams will come true.
A wishbone?
Yes. Boss, by the way, what were you dreaming about?
Well, I dreamt that the New York Symphony played my song.
Well, there's no use killing a chicken just for that.
I guess not. Good night, folks.
From February 17th, 1952. I'm Greg Bellin. Coming up next here on When Radio Was, the comedy continues. As George Burns and Gracie Allen are in the running for the distinction of being named Hollywood's ideal married couple. We'll see how they fare right after this break.
Radio Spirit's Suspense Wages of Sin collection is 10 CDs worth of tension-packed drama. Barbara Stanwyck, Betty Davis, Burt Lancaster, and more star in 20 heart-pounding stories.
Then I began to get scared. Scared right down through the little veins. I locked the door and pulled the shades and told the desk to let no one visit me. And I sat there all night. I didn't dare sleep. And half the next day...
Suspense, Wages of Sin, is regularly $39.98, but When Radio Was listeners can save over 60% today and pay only $24.98, plus get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SIN33. That's radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SIN33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Alice is madly in love with Phil, and Phil is madly in love with Phil.
And we're madly in love with saving you money during our Radio Spirit Summer Super Sale. Save at least 30% off all classic radio products on our website and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SUMMER18.
I don't think I know.
I don't think you know either.
But we do know this. We're giving you a huge break on all our classic radio products, plus free shipping. So get your biggest online discounts of the year at radiospirits.com. And remember, offer code SUMMER18. Go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SUMMER18 to get at least 30% off all classic radio products online today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Our Constitution does not guarantee the right to break into someone's house. Yet a burglar in Bristol, Pennsylvania, thought he had that right, and a jury agreed. He broke into a home, but got locked in the garage trying to escape. With no way out and the homeowner's away, he spent 8 days in that garage, surviving on a case of Pepsi and a large bag of dog food, until the homeowners returned and called police. He claimed because the garage door opener didn't work, he had suffered undue mental anguish and sued the homeowner's insurance company. Shockingly, the jury sided with him and made the insurance company pay him $500,000 for his ordeal. We should all look through the lens of liberty and remember the importance of personal responsibility, especially before we serve on juries.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was. Before the break, it was Jack Benny, and now Burns and Allen. As this episode is all about a marriage contest, let's look at the facts. George Burns married Gracie Allen in 1926. So later in this episode, when she mentions they have been married for 11 years, she's actually about 9 years light. No matter, as they indeed were one of Hollywood's most famous married couples, a match that lasted nearly four decades until her passing in 1964. Let's see how they fare in the contest for Hollywood's ideal married couple. This is from February 7th, 1946.
It's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, and the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra. For deep down laughs and listening enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for deep down coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. You know, folks, the George Burnses are so happily married that a newspaper has chosen them for the finals in its search to pick Hollywood's happiest Mr. and Mrs. We find Gracie now talking to a woman from the newspaper.
And so, Mrs. Burns, our search for Hollywood's ideal husband and wife has narrowed down to you and one other couple.
Well, this is a wonderful surprise, Miss Ettinger. But really, George and I aren't so much. We're just plain, ordinary, everyday, delightful people.
Well, Mrs. Burns, since you're so happily married, perhaps you have some advice to pass along to young girls in the matter of choosing the right husband.
Yes, I have. When I was very young, I made up my mind that I would find the perfect man. Man with personality, looks, brains, talent, and charm. I searched for 3 years before I finally married George Burns.
Then your advice to young girls would be?
Do just what I did. Give up the hopeless search and marry the man you love.
What is your recipe for staying happily married?
Well, personally, I try to observe the mistakes that other wives make and avoid making those mistakes myself.
What kind of mistakes?
Oh, now, for example, I've seen women ask their husbands for $10 to pay an installment on the radio and then take that money and buy a hat with it.
How true!
Well, if my husband gives me $10 to pay a radio installment, I pay the radio installment. If I need a hat, I use the rent money.
Well, I see.
I can get a much better hat that way.
I understand how using the rent money gets you a better hat. But does that make your husband happy?
Oh, yes, he loves to move.
Well, Mrs. Burns, isn't it difficult to maintain a career and a home at the same time? I mean, isn't it drudgery to come home from the studio and have to cook dinner?
Miss Ettinger, if you were cooking for the one you love, would you call it drudgery?
No, I guess I wouldn't.
Well, neither does George.
Husband does the cooking?
Oh, now please don't get the idea that George cooks all the meals. He doesn't.
Oh, I see.
Twice a week we eat out.
I must confess that your methods for maintaining a happy marriage are a little unorthodox. However, if you can prove to me that you and your husband are happier than the Galens, you'll win the contest.
The Galens?
They're the other couple in the finals. I'm on my way to observe their home life now. At 1 o'clock, I shall return to observe you and Mr. Burns.
Well, I'm sure you'll find us the happiest couple in Hollywood. Why, the minute we wake up in the morning, we have a good hearty laugh.
Well, what do you laugh about?
Oh, I laugh at my husband's long, woolly underwear.
Well, why does he laugh?
Well, it tickles him, too.
Well, goodbye, Mrs. Burns. I shall see you at 1.
Goodbye, Miss Ettinger. Oh, George, George! Oh, wait a minute. I better not tell George about this. If he knows the woman is watching us, he'll be self-conscious and won't crack a smile. Oh,
did you call me, dear?
Oh, well, yes, darling. Dear, would you say that we're happily married?
Of course we are. We've been happily married for 11 years.
Oh, 11 years. It's pretty good for this town, isn't it?
You bet.
Remember when we'd been married 2 days, they called us the grand old couple of Hollywood.
That's right.
Our marriage has been successful because we realize that married people have to give up certain things. Remember how I asked you to give up betting on the races?
Yeah, and I gave it up.
You certainly did. And remember how you asked me to stop buying so many hats?
Yep.
You gave that up, too.
I certainly did.
Yes, you're a wonderful husband, George. I was lucky to get you. In fact, I guess I'm one person who was lucky at cards and lucky in love, too.
Really?
Yes. Whether it was poker or marriage, I got the pot.
Thanks, kid.
Oh, I didn't mean that the way it sounded. I meant that you're a prize. Not that you have a pot.
I see.
I love you, darling, and I'd love you just as much if you didn't have one.
Thanks again.
Do you love me as much as I love you?
Of course I do.
Well, I'd like to hear you say, darling, I love you.
Okay. Darling,
well, I like to hear those things, you know.
All right. Darling,
you can't just take them for granted.
Okay.
I want to hear you say that you love me.
Darling.
Just four little words.
Darling.
They mean so much to us.
Darling.
You're sentimental.
Gracie.
Yes?
Darling, I love you.
Now, you see, that wasn't hard, was it? Say it again.
Darling,
I like to hear those things, you know.
I'll try it again tomorrow. Yes.
Oh, good morning, folks.
Oh, good morning, Meredith. Meredith, do you realize that George and I have been happily married for 11 years now?
11 years?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, have you been married that long, Gracie?
Yes, I have, Meredith. 11 years. Half my life.
Gracie, you were not 11 when you married me. If you were under 18, you would have needed your mother's consent. And believe me, that we didn't have.
You're enjoying the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth. just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
And now let's get back to George Burns and Gracie Allen on When Radio Was.
Did your mother dislike George, Gracie?
Well, I wouldn't say she disliked him. I'd say she sort of despised him.
The feeling was mutual.
You know that place in the wedding ceremony where the man says, if anyone can show cause why these two should not be married, let him speak now?
Yes.
Well, Mama got up and filibustered.
But we've been very, very happy, Meredith. Why don't you get married?
Me? Oh, I guess I will someday if the right girl ever proposes to me.
It's up to you to do the proposing. Haven't you ever been in love?
Oh, yes, George. I had quite a case on a girl once. She played the harp in my orchestra. Fine musician.
You liked her, huh?
Very much. Her cadenzas were remarkable.
Well, I guess there's nothing like a girl with remarkable cadenzas. Unless one that sings baritone.
Meredith, What happened with you and this girl?
Well, we used to get in my coupe and drive up on Lookout Mountain. And, well, if I may use an overworked expression, we made beautiful music together.
Oh? Well, why did you break up?
It just got to be too much work getting that harp in and out of the coupe.
Meredith, you're a ball of fire. Look, why didn't you drive up on Lookout Mountain without the harp?
That was all she could play.
Oh, Meredith, you really should find the girl and propose. To show you how wonderful married life is, look at George and me. 11 years without a single quarrel.
Well, we had one little quarrel once. Didn't amount to anything.
No, I don't believe we've never quarreled there.
Well, I think we have, darling. A little
no,
tiny quarrel.
No, precious, we haven't.
But I remember it was
George,
nothing.
George, we have never quarreled.
But I remember you fussing at me.
I have never raised my voice to you, but never. Well, answer me, have I?
Well, it...
Well, don't you dare talk back to me.
Talk back to you if I want to.
Oh, no, you won't. Now apologize.
All right, I apologize.
Admit I was right.
You're right, you were right.
Oh, you see, Meredith, I was right. 11 years without a single quarrel.
That's remarkable.
Come in. Hi, Burnses.
Well, hello, Meredith.
Hi, Bill.
How are you? What's new?
Congratulations are in order, Bill. George and I have stayed happily married in Hollywood for 11 years.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
Gracie. 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
Gracie, let me look at you. You know, it just doesn't seem possible that you've been married that long. And George, let me look at you. Only 11 years, huh?
Never mind, comedian. You're another guy who ought to be thinking seriously of marriage.
Who, me?
Yeah, he's right, Bill. You and Meredith should get married.
You think we'd be happy?
You know what she meant. Get yourselves wives. Marriage is a healthy, happy state of living.
That's really awesome.
It's really hippie.
Yeah.
So you have to be happy.
Yeah. Now, suppose Anthony never married Cleopatra.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose Romeo had never married Juliet.
They didn't.
You see? And they're all dead.
Gracie, you're wasting your time. Marriage just doesn't appeal to me.
Oh, but Bill, you're so popular. Well, you could marry dozens of girls.
Really? Dozens? It's beginning to appeal to me.
Take it from me, Bill. You'll find one wife makes plenty to support.
Well, I guess you're right, George. One wife certainly makes plenty to support you.
I'm going in the den and read the paper. See you later, comic.
Okay, straight man.
Bill, now you've upset him. If he isn't happy by 1 o'clock, we'll lose the contest.
What contest?
Well, George doesn't know it, but we're in the finals of Hollywood's Happy Marriage Contest.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry, Gracie. I didn't know.
Well, I've just got to get him in a gay mood by 1 o'clock. Oh, I know. I'll go in and entertain him. Excuse me, Bill. George?
What?
Want to see a card trick?
No.
Well, watch my hands very carefully. Now you see the ace of spades. Now you don't. Now the ace of spades. Now you don't. Now you see the ace of spades.
Wait a minute.
Now you don't.
Hold on. I never did see the ace of spades.
Oh. Well, I haven't learned how to do it with the cards yet.
This is great. This is great.
Wasn't that an amusing trick? Are you happy?
No, I'm not happy.
Oh. Well, here's a joke I heard on the bus yesterday. A man came home and found his wife sitting in the bathtub with no water in it. So he said, "Honey, there's no water in the tub." And she said, "I know it."
That's the joke you heard on the bus?
Uh-huh.
That's the whole joke?
Yeah, well, George, you're not laughing.
Is that the entire joke?
Well, there must have been more, but I had to get off at third and Vermont.
Gracie.
Are you happy?
No, I'm not happy.
Oh, George, you're very difficult. I'll try another card trick. Think of a card.
Oh, no.
The first half of a Happy Marriage Contest episode of Burns and Allen from February 7th, 1946. Some earlier schedules had the year as 1942, but clearly that can't be the case since the sponsor was Maxwell House and the band leader was Meredith Wilson. The coffee maker sponsored the series from 1945 to 1949, and Wilson was running the band from 45 to 48. I'm Greg Bell, and not to worry, we'll have the rest of that funny offering at the beginning of our next show. As the episode got to the halfway point, Gracie was encouraging both Meredith and announcer Bill Goodwin to get married. Well, actually, they both were in real life. Goodwin's wife was actress Philippa Hilber. And Wilson, he was married 3 times. I will detail that and wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
Tickle the Ivories with MusicRewind.com and the Essential Collection of Golden Piano Memories, a 3-CD compilation of 60 easy listening and classical piano favorites. Enjoy the most popular, timeless songs played by top pianists such as Duke Ellington, George Gershwin, Nat King Cole, Oscar Peterson, Liberace, Carmen Cavallaro, George Shearing, and many more. the Essential Collection of Golden Piano Memories today for the amazingly low price of $19.98 at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now and receive a special bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code PIANO67. Don't wait. This 3-CD set of timeless piano hits can be yours today for only $19.98 at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code PIANO67 to get extra savings on shipping. That's 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com to order Golden Piano Memories now. Remember, PIANO67 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm a one-trick pony. Literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter. When Geico says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more. Like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la. Aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums On The Go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Welcome back. Before I took a break, I was talking about the marital history of Burns and Allen bandleader Meredith Willson, the same guy who later came up with the smash hit musical, The Music Man. He was married three times.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
He married for a third and final time. He and wife Rosemary were together until his passing in 1984. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we're all out of time, but please visit us at the website, winradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.